you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
There you go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's still 9:43 here in California. Still morning. So I'm going to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. We're worldwide. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and we have our special guest. I see her looking as lovely as ever, Miss Pretty Pat. She's in the studio right now. We're starting a little late because of technical difficulties, but we're here. It's going to be a short show, only an hour. So if you're thinking about coming in the studio, make it fast. An hour is not that long. The number is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number that you call in. That's the number. That's the impeachment number. If you want to call in, you can say, yes, impeach Donald Trump. And it's the number to the studio also. And you get to go worldwide with this. That's right. It is 9:44. The traffic is light wherever you are. Even if you're in Canada, it will take you 45 minutes to get to downtown LA. There you go. Traffic is clear. We're expecting the heat to be around 95 degrees. At nighttime, we expect it to be about 87 degrees in the evening time. This is Wednesday. This is Thursday. You are updated with traffic and weather. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. I am him. Our topic today, here we go, title, Florida Hates Black Babies. How can you hate black babies? They're so cute. I'm a little black kid. They're cute. I've never seen an ugly black baby in my life. They're so cute. Tickle, tickle, little baby. Well, Florida hates them. What are they so afraid of? I want to talk to Miss Pat. She has her hand up. Good morning, Miss Pretty Pat. Pat is a world famous psychic. She knows. Hi. Are you? I'm not.
No, I'm not. No, no.
You sound so clear and so up and everything. Did you get some rest?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, you sound
great.
Yeah,
I'm alive and kicking.
Wow, look at you. There's Pretty Pat right there. We all know who Pat is. She's a world-famous psychic. She was on a psychic cover with the Psychic Magazine. There's Pretty Pat right there with her little, you know, crystal balls. No, she's not a transgender. She's a woman. They're actual crystal balls, so don't get nasty on me. There you go. There you go. She's our visitor from Canada. She's here on visa. And when the show's over, we're sending her, shipping her back across that border. That's how we do. The topic is Florida hates black babies. That's the topic today. And it's bound to rile up some people, but it's the truth. I don't know what Florida is afraid of with black people. I don't know if there's an uprising or if there's a rap song that made DeSantis pissed off. I have no idea what black people did to him. So they're going to attack our babies. I don't have, you know, I have a problem because, see, I'm a grandparent. I'm in a biracial relationship, and I love my babies. My grandbabies are the beautiful babies of the world. I love them. One's a redhead, and one's a brunette, and they're my grandbabies. They're not biologically my babies, but I love them as if they were. Can't get enough of the grandbabies. And I'm way too young to be a grandfather, so the mother had the babies when she was 10. Ah, these kids these days. I'm only kidding. The problem that I have when I'm hearing this, and we're going to get right to the topic, the problem that I have hearing this is I'm black. I'm an African-American, and I'm proud to be a black man. I am that. You get the black fist, and you see my face next to it like, hello. I'm a very proud black man. But the problem that I'm having now is that I look at my grandbabies, and they're redhead, and they're white. Even though they're not biologically my kids, I still consider my kids. They are my kids. And I got to be aware that they're at the age now where they're going to go to school and they're going to learn history. But what kind of history are they going to learn? Are they going to learn a history that all white people are bad and they're thieves and they snot into a sheet and give them to the Indians and give them smallpox and that they enslaved Jews and they enslaved black people and that they killed black people? What kind of things are they going to learn? It was really funny. This is a true story. I'm going to disguise their name because I love my babies. So these are not their real names. I'm going to give them fake names. Even though they're white, I'm going to give them African names like Shaniqua. And Zulu. African warriors. Even though they're white kids, I got to disguise their name. So Shaniqua was about, she was about 7. And it's a true, swear to God, true story. And I was babysitting them. It was the evening time. You know, kids, it's almost time for you to go to bed. But during that stage where they're overtired, but they're still running around, and I fed them too much candy, and it's like, ah. So it's like, I know, I'll turn on a movie. They love movies. You know, there's two things you do with children to make them go to sleep. You put them in a car, drive around a block for a mile, they'll go to sleep. Or they'll watch a movie and they go to sleep. These are the things I have learned as a grandparent. But I got to learn not to give them sugar about 10 minutes before there's time for going to go to sleep. I have to learn that. I really do. I have learned that, you know, when we're watching TV, they rather go to sleep or watching a movie. I give them popcorn. Popcorn's okay. But then they have to have the Hershey bar with it. And I'm going, ooh, too much chocolate. Oh, no. And I'm going, why is this kid running around? The two funny stories, I know I hate it, but these are funny stories about me. I'm trying to be a grandparent. I am broken. I'm a broken man. So when you have a broken man trying to, you know, be put together on crazy glue, it kind of doesn't work, but my intentions were well. And very rare that I'll be with my grandbaby. So I was with one of them. I was with one of them. The other little one went to sleep. So it's me and her. And I said, she's around. This is the latest now. This was last year. So she's 8. And I go, oh, no. I'm not used to girls. I am not used to, you know, I'm not used to girls at all. I'm going, oh, how do I entertain this kid? So I'm looking on the Netflix, and I said, oh, Teen Wolf. I remember Teen Wolf. You remember Teen Wolf? Teen Wolf was innocent, nice. I don't have to worry about it. So I hit it on Netflix, and it was a dark Teen Wolf. I go, wait a minute. There's no Michael J. Fox in this. It was a dark one. It was a dark Teen Wolf where it's brutal and blood and sex and everything, Teen Wolf, you know. I'm going, oh, my. And I'm looking at this one here, and it's not, you're on the borderline. You know, they're not showing the graphic sex. It's one of those innuendos. But you're still thinking, you know what I mean? Yeesh. And the horror area where he's biting the neck and blood spurting everywhere, and they're, you know. Then I start worrying, like, ooh. That is too much. So I would check with her. Sweetheart, is this too much for you? No, Grandpa. Is this scaring you? You know, she's on the other side. She goes, no, Grandpa. Can you handle this? Yes, Grandpa. And I was watching. I was watching this movie step by step, frame by frame. I didn't want her to be scared or influenced by anything. I want her to be like a little princess, and I want her to look at, you know, things, cartoons, you know? So I'm watching the movie, but then I freaking, the worst thing happened to a grandparent. So this movie was controversial already for a little kid, but the worst thing that ever happened, and it happened, I fell asleep. Now she's watching this movie unattended. I know in my head that the gore and the scariness is there. The sex is kind of innuendo, but I'm looking at her, but now I'm asleep. My worst nightmare. So I fall asleep on the couch, and then I get this gentle blanket, you know, on me, and she kisses my little head. Good night, Grandpa. I go, oh shit. I go, wait a minute. Did the movie scare you? No. I go, are you okay? Yes. And she goes, I'm turning off the TV, and you should go to sleep now. I'm going, you're 8 years old. Go to sleep, Grandpa. Okay. This is how she is. Okay. We went through that. Now, we're going to go back, and here's where the trouble is. Of course, she's white, redhead, Irish. She could be on a box of Lucky Charms. So here's, so we go back to her being, she's nine now. We go back to her being seven. I want her to enjoy a movie with Grandpa. I'm a Star Wars fan. I said, okay, she's at the age where she can enjoy a movie. She's at the age. Let's put on Star Wars. And I figured she would like, you know, like the Ewoks and whatever. First scene of Star Wars and Emperor's, or the Emperor's Strike Back or whatever, is they're on a ship. And the stormtroopers are on a ship, and they're shooting everybody, and then all of a sudden, here comes Darth Vader. Dun, 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 dun. I like the music. And her little eyes are opening, because she knows what's about.
I have to mute you for a second.
Sure. Her eyes are a little open, and she knew what was about to happen. And this is the first time I felt racism for my little grandbaby. So here comes Darth Vader, and he's coming on a ship, and then he's talking to Princess Leia, and he's saying, Princess, where is this, where is the planet, you know, Argon, where is Argon, whatever, looking for the planet. And Princess Leia says, I could smell the stench of you, Vader. I knew it was, you know, like, I'm paraphrasing the line. And I'm still looking at the kid. She's seven. She's looking at the TV. And then Darth Vader gets the Prince Leia by the throat, and he lifts her up in the air. You will tell me, Princess, where this planet is. That's his line. Right then, my little sweet granddaughter's head spinned around like the Exorcist. Her body still was at the TV, but her head spinned around to me. It was like, uh-oh, what's going on here? Like she was possessed. And she said to me, Grandpa? I go, yes, baby. Why is that black man choking that white woman? She actually said that to me. I go, what? I go, that's Darth Vader. Uh-huh. But why is that black man choking that white girl? Princess Leia. Uh-huh. Sweetheart, he's not black. What do you mean he's not? And this is true. And I'm talking to a seven-year-old. And I'm saying, he's Darth Vader. He's not black. Okay, Grandpa. It's like one of those, okay, Grandpa, you're cray-cray. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to continue watching this. And it gets worse. Okay, Princess. Throw her in the dungeon, and we'll get back to her later. The head turns around again. Grandpa? Yes, sweetheart. Why is that black man throwing that woman in jail? I go, kiddo, it's Star Wars. She goes, uh-huh. I go, all right, we're watching Paw Patrol. Okay. And I had to change to Paw Patrol. And it kind of bothered me. It kind of bothered me. It's like, huh, what she perceived at seven, I was shocked. And she saw a racism thing. I saw a Star Wars thing. And it's like, okay. And so that brings us to what's happening here with DeSantis in Florida. And we're getting right to it. I usually do other stories. Okay, I'll do another story. No, I'm going to get to this. If we have another story later, I'll do it. It's 44 minutes. And when I'm hearing that they're banning books in Florida, they're banning a lot of books that have something to do with black people, and then they're banning books that have something to do with transgender, and you're thinking, okay, this guy's a fool. I'm not paying any attention to it. But then if we don't pay attention to things, things become law. And we got to start paying attention to shit. We got to start paying attention to bullshit. Because bullshit becomes law. Case in point. Here it is. Headline. Florida Board of Education approves new black history standards that critics all say it takes a step backwards. The Florida Board of Education approves, and we're going to get into this, the new black history standards. how they're teaching our kids. So it's no longer bullshit. And I wonder, like people like Pat, because our show is worldwide. I'm wondering what people like in Italy going, what's happening in America? I'm wondering what people in England says, what's happening with the colonies? And they're hearing Donald Trump saying, I'm going to obliterate the Constitution. I'm going to give more power to me. I'm going to get rid of the power in the Congress and everything. I'm going to be a dictator, and the world will be according to me and me only. And we're laughing at this dude, and it's the same thing they laughed at another little dude. He was a little dude, and they laughed at him. He was called Hitler. And we don't pay attention to these fools. And Donald Trump may win. So now DeSantis was crying about woke. And you may hear it because this whole platform is about woke. He's against woke. He's not running against policy about, you know, hunger or foreign policy. He's running, his whole campaign is running against woke. Now, I don't know if you're paying attention or not, but I'm going to give you the definition of woke, and this is what this man is running against, because woke is bad. Here's the definition of woke. It's alert to and concerned about social injustice and discrimination. Remember, DeSantis, who is the governor of Florida right now, running for the president of the United States, is talking about woke like it's a disgusting criminal thing, and be careful, woke is coming to us, and our whole country will be, before you know it, woke. I am giving you the description of what woke is. It's an alert to and concern about social injustice and discrimination. And it gives an example, like he's an activist and he's very woke. Woke culture has moved into mainstream journalism. My neighborhood is a very woke area. My neighborhood is a very woke area. We need to stay hungry and stay woke. This is what woke is about. This is what DeSantis is worried about. This is what he's worried about. There's an example. Is being woke a good or bad thing? And here's an example. Being woke or socially conscious is a good thing because it helps bring awareness to problems faced by minority groups in our country. And then it says, what does woke stand for? Woke is an English adjective meaning alert to racial prejudice and discrimination that originated in African American vernacular. Now, no, 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 no. And I like how people try to make something important. And we had the conversation. I had it with Melissa and I had it with Laverne, how they changed the name to, we used to call it the garbage man. Now they changed it to sanitation officer. Melissa brought up something very cute, very funny, when she says, remember in America they have a housewife was a domestic engineer? These funny names and how they change things for a different meaning. There was a name for our forefathers. They don't say forefathers anymore. I think they call them the founding fathers or whatever. I still like to know the name, what they changed it to, because they don't like it's a male thing. So we're changing shit that it sounds politically correct, but it does have a double meaning. So they're doing it with woke. Now, let me tell you what woke is really about. Woke was a song. It was a song. And I don't like the song, but I want to give you the lyrics of what woke is. And this is where they got it from. This is where the campaign started, with the song Woke. Let me give you the lyrics of that. I think I have it here. My computer is acting a fool. Here we go. Woke. It says, oh yes, there's ones for those, or you just ain't woke yet. Hotep. Remember, it's a rap song, so just bear with me. You rich, but you broke. You broke. Just don't know it. These rappers ain't woke yet. Security back 'em. Come to Detroit with that. Oh yes, that's a toe tag. Mine as well as, oh my God, even reading this gives me a headache. But here's the song. Let me play the song for you. It's giving me a headache. But it came from the song. That's where woke came from. And the song is not the best in English language. And you'll hear it. And this is where the campaign came from. Woke. White leftists are using the plight of minorities as a wedge to change America. The problem is they're enacting policy that is woke. Don't let critical race theory and woke politics come for you. And this is what the Republicans are saying. They're coming for you. Woke people are coming for you. The woke people are coming for you. And that is not true. And this is what we're talking about on how you say things could change things. Woke is not about taking over anything. It's not about terrorism. It's not about crime. It's not about anything else. Woke is, if I have to describe it in simple terms, it's awareness. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe the cog in a machine. There's other theories out there. Check it out. Become aware. That's what woke is. Like, you've been sleeping all this time. You've been following the leader. You've been fed all these things, and you believe it. Well, woke is about, okay, these are the things I've been fed, but you know what? I'm going to check other resources because I'm watching and I'm listening. And I have the right to say that's wrong and the shit that you're feeding us is bullshit. And the example I can use is Columbus. When I was in school, Christopher Columbus discovered America. They even had a song with it. Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He discovered America in 1492. It was some kind of song like that. Well, we found out later, because you're woke, that Christopher Columbus was a dirty son of a bitch who tortured people, who raped people, who scourged their land, who enslaved people. That's who he was. And even in America to this day, we used to celebrate Christopher Columbus Day. We don't celebrate Christopher Columbus Day. It became another day. But being woke is saying, wait, let's step back here. Did Columbus discover America? He did not discover America. He did not discover America. Was Columbus a good man that we have a holiday? We found out that he was not a good man. This is what woke is all about, is saying, let me step back and let's look at this. Why am I on woke so much? It's because DeSantis in Florida is running against woke. Woke is your enemy. Be careful. Wokeness is coming to you. They're coming to your neighborhood. They're going to get you. They're going to get your kids, too. They're going to get everything. They're going to get your little dog, too. Toto, he's going to be woke. Next thing you know, you're going to get little woke puppies running around. They're woke. They won't even bark
well,
at you.
Florida is a mess. Florida's banning books that have been classics for years.
That's
insane over there.
That's true. We got a beautiful, lovely lady as a guest, and I'm thinking, and it's her, the Ebony Queen herself. She's on all the magazines, said, look at me, I'm beautiful. Black is beautiful and amazing. Is this Laverne?
Yes, good morning, Pat.
Good
and
morning.
Good morning.
I want to let you know we have 511s in the studio. If you want to talk, all you need to do is hit that number one. Hit that number one, and it'll raise a hand, and that lets me know you want to talk. Continue, my Laverne.
You left it.
Oh, no, I'm listening. I'm listening right now.
Oh, okay. So that is what woke is. And this is what, and you say, when I hear people attack a certain thing, a culture or whatever, and they run their campaign on it, I'm saying there's something wrong here. What are you afraid of? And you must look. Being woke is being aware of what are you feeding us. You're the dude banning the books. You're the dude changing the black history in school. Maybe you're the enemy, and us being woke, realize where you're coming from, because we're not going to follow the leader anymore. And we're not going to follow your bullshit. And that's what they're afraid of. And I got the answer. You're afraid of we're not following your bullshit anymore. That's the answer.
DeSantis is a real problem.
Well, not only DeSantis. We got Trump, too. We got Trump, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Of course.
But the problem of it is, when you look at DeSantis as a real problem, or you look at Trump as a problem, you got to look at he only lost the election by 4 million people. That means he had over – I don't have the numbers here, but he's pretty close. He has a big following who believe the same thing he believes in. So you got a lot, millions and millions and millions of people. When you say that DeSantis is a problem, he has a large following, too. He's placing second in the primary. He can't get there without the people believing it. Trump cannot be as powerful as he is now without people following him. So these are a lot of people who are listening to these ideas. And believe him. Here it is right here. I can't let this go. Here's Fox News, and they're explaining woke and Fox News. And this is the problem we're in. And I say this, the commercial is running, so I have to kill time. I can't have dead air. So remember, when DeSantis is running, he's running against woke. He's running about you rethinking, you questioning, you thinking, instead of following the machine, what he tells you. Here is Fox News talking about the song Woke, and they're calling the song racist. Here it is right now, Fox News. Here it is. Listen to this.
Not controversial. Aldean argues out-of-control crime and BLM riots wouldn't fly in small-town America, but the woke think that's racist. And Aldean's now defending himself and calls the outrage, quote, meritless. Oh, I want to go to the former MTV VJ. Is it DJ or VJ?
It's a video jockey.
Video
yeah,
jockey.
Yeah, but downtown Julie Brown isn't here, so I guess.
Why would CMT pull this?
They're afraid of backlash. They're afraid of a small and vocal mob rising up and contacting their sponsors and having their sponsors pull ads and revenue. You know, music, video, television.
I like how conservative people explain people when they're protesting. They're not protesters anymore. They're mobs. They're criminals. And they're afraid that they're going to take their sponsors away. And these mob-like, animalistic people are going to come after you.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy, but they're buying it. But they're just talking about the song. Here we go. It's almost like one more minute.
Actually, it's very popular right now. Even CMT, people don't sit for long periods of time like they used to in the 90s when we didn't have the internet. There was no Facebook. And so it's hard enough getting an audience. So it's just fear of people rising up and getting these sponsors to pull out.
And Greg, now he's number one ever.
She's right. They have that fear of people rising up. She's absolutely right. We don't want you to rise up. We don't want you to think.
Right. We don't want you to take control over your thoughts and your life.
Exactly. Because it goes back to, what are you afraid of? And then I realized what they're afraid of. They're afraid of, we're not going to believe your bullshit.
Exactly.
And I don't know if you have that in Canada.
No.
Pat. Wokeism
no.
and all this kind of conservative bullshit.
No, we're already woke. Like, is we don't use the word.
Right.
But Canada's basically all that way.
Right.
And it's not a movement or anything. It's just the way we are.
Right.
You know, there's so much less racism and bullshit here.
Right. Well, here's what DeSantis is telling us what woke is in his opinion. This is coming from Mother Jones. It says fight for discrimination, free mother, whatever. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, whatever. Chief warrior in a crusade against wokeness. He has hurled the word at so many targets as to render it meaningless. Fortunately, some members of DeSantis' office has opened up about why they consider the definition of the word woke to be and said a lot about their politics while we're at it. Here we go. The question of the meaning of the word came up during a Florida trial over a potential reinstatement of the Democratic state attorney, Andrew Warren, whom DeSantis suspended after Warren signed a pledge not to prosecute abortion seekers for providers. DeSantis argued that Warren's pledge signaled a failure to perform his duties. A judge is currently debating the case. I'm trying to get to the good part. DeSantis doesn't believe that there are systemic injustices. So he doesn't believe that there's racially motivated authority figure. He doesn't believe that is in our
system. Where's he been living? Under a rock?
Exactly. He doesn't believe systemic injustices in America's society and the need to address them. That's what he believes.
And he lives in Florida.
He lives in, he's the governor of Florida.
Jesus Christ.
It is important to remember that Ron DeSantis can't hide behind the excuse of ignorance or incompetence, as former President Trump did. DeSantis encouraged some, he encountered some decision on redlining, environmental racism, discriminatory policy, or any other injustice that might be described as systemic. It goes here, perform stunts like arresting mostly black Floridians for registering to vote when they didn't know they had been barred from doing so. DeSantis says woke often and loud enough, he just might be able to distract voters from the retrograde nature of policies he had enacted. Now, he acted some policies and one did pass. So this is who he is. He is against woke. He's against people. He's against, if you want to go really to the bare bones, he said there's no problem with discrimination in America. America's great. I'm against people who are talking out about discrimination. I'm against people
talking out about black injustice.
Exactly.
I bet he wears a white outfit once in a while.
He might have one underneath his clothes. Exactly. But this is what he's against. So when you see him talk about wokeism like it's a bad thing, wokeism is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. Not just black people are woke. White people, I think white people need to be more woke than black people, because black people were in the shit. And white people going, I didn't know that was happening. Depending on where you are. What?
Wow. There's a lot of woke white people. And that's why they're afraid and throwing out everything that they can to distract us, because there are, like you said, okay, let me say this. He's not the only one that feel that way. He's the only one that's speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
He has a whole lot to just think. Corporate America has a lot to lose. The more
right.
people that wake up, the more they lose.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
happening. They are waking up.
Well, you know, you and I, this is pretty Laverne, by the way. Laverne comes on a show when there's two reasons Laverne will come on a show. She'll say, baby, get to the point. And that's one reason. Stay on point. Another reason is a subject that really saying, you know, this really bothers me. But she's always here, and she's always listening. I thank her for her support. She's right. Now, there used to be a song like, we don't need no education. It was something off the wall.
That's Alice Cooper, isn't it?
No, it wasn't Alice Cooper. We don't need no education.
No, it's
Pink Floyd. Isn't it Pink Floyd?
Yeah, The Wall.
The Wall.
Yep.
We don't follow. See, they want us to follow them. See, this is why Trump is so important, because Trump is saying he talks like a moron, and any moron can understand Trump. He doesn't talk over their head. In fact, Vice President Kamala Harris, she did a talk the other day that people got pissed off because she was explaining what AI is, and everybody got pissed off. It's like, don't talk down to us. We know what AI stands for. She was saying, well, everybody, here's what AI stands for. Artificial intelligence, and people are going to crowd going, what the fuck is she talking? Of course we know what AI is. A lot of people getting upset that Kamala Harris talks over their head. Trump talks like a moron who flunked out of third grade, and he draws pictures in a cave so he knows what he's talking about, and they can relate to Trump. And Trump would be a tattletale and a snitch, and he outs people, not how the government tends to hide. I am so sorry, guys. That should have been turned off. So what I'm trying to say is DeSantis wants you to follow the machine. Do not question the machine. Do not ask questions about the machine. We will teach your kids the way they should be taught. Do not question our curriculum. Do not question how the white teachers are teaching your black children. Do not ask about that. And by the way, white kids, we don't want you to feel bad, because when you're listening to our history and you're hearing all these bad things about what white people did, we don't want you to feel bad. They did it to us, too. This is what's going on here. This is what's going on here. They did it to us, too, and we're going to point that out so you don't feel bad about yourself. This is what's going on here. This is what the law is about. They just passed it. They just passed it. And so I'm going to play this song. I can't even find it anymore. I forgot who did the song Woke. I can't even find it anymore. Because it did come from the song. As soon as that song hit, people started listening to that song, and they're saying there's a message in there, and going, you know what? She's right.
But you know what, Brian? In the spiritual community, there are people, we use the term awaken and awoke, and it goes further than just to see what is going on. Well, it's there. To be awakened in the spiritual community, it means to see that this is, we're living in an illusion,
right,
a simulator, you know, and everything that is everything that we can see and hear with our five senses, that's what, what I'm trying to say.
We're in a deep sleep.
Okay. Right, you're in a very deep sleep, because even this illusion,
right,
we're seeing past the illusion. And like you said, the more they wake up spiritually, or those that identify themselves as just a physical body, they are awakening. Some are awakening too. And that is the last thing that they want.
Exactly.
I don't know why U.S. is fighting being woke.
Well,
because.
Go ahead, Laverne.
I'm going to let you.
Go ahead. You're on a roll. Go ahead. I like to listen to what you have to say.
Because, Pat, if being awake, then you will stop. You really will stop watching television. You'll really stop listening to music that has a low frequency and vibration. You really will stop eating all this processed food and food they get out here with chemicals and pesticides, and you really will stop taking a lot of these medications that are prescribed to you and start doing stuff the holistic way. I mean, it would cut down tremendous with profit for any country. You know, if a group, big group of people start seeing what is being done to them.
Well, I kind of think we have that over here already.
What you mean?
In Canada, we're very woke, and the businesses have more or less just cooperated with it. If we didn't
oh,
want
not here.
If
no,
we
they
didn't
don't
want
they don't cooperate.
They'd adjust it.
No, they don't cooperate with or blend in with it here. The people that has a lot of followers and helping you to awake, or giving you information for you to awake, oh, you would be demised. That's not what they want here. They want to stay in control.
Wow. I really can't say I like America, to tell you the truth.
Let's talk about Canada!
I'm just messing with you.
But look. But America is not just only, we're only just one country. This is going to be, people are waking up globally.
Yeah.
Because
I know
everything that, all right. So if we got a lot of falsehood in your education, in your finance system. Because sometimes you can't get no higher in your finances if they don't want you to. It's only the ones they would push can get further, and those they keeping down.
Yeah.
Can I toss some gasoline
Joshua
on the fire?
Joshua's in the studio, everybody. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, gosh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Somebody was hesitant. I heard a pucker. No, we have this thing going back and forth across the pond there in the Atlantic. America does something crazy, and then the Europeans do something crazier, and Canada is up there like, we'll just do whatever everyone else is doing because we have no identity. Yeah, we just keep bouncing back and forth.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, no, so we just keep bouncing back and forth, and you know what? We set New York on fire, L.A. on fire, and Paris, and France was like, we're going to set our whole country on fire. You know what? And I'm just waiting for it to come back to us. You know, that's the worst ping pong game in history. Does anybody want to comment on that?
Well, there you go.
Not a...
Josh, you're just trying to rile people up.
You know, but you know, the simple thing is this, and we know this. When we study history, you guys are different. When I was a kid in school, you know,
back when
I used Columbus.
Roamed.
Yeah, that's what. You know what? Sometimes we tamed them, and we had the dinosaur. We, you know, for school, we used to come in as pets. We used to ride them to school. They were great, right? Stop it, Josh. Got your number. But, again, we were taught a lot of history that were not true. I'm not even going to go to examples, and we know this. And it is biased. And kids were learning, and then we decided to break away. I remember I was approached and saying, why don't you teach black history, and why don't you teach this history and Italian history? There's only so much history you can teach because it goes, now you have to take Spanish. I remember in school, okay, I had a hard time with English. It goes, for you to graduate, you got to take Spanish. I go, why? Now, I'm not going to Mexico and everything, but schools and states have their own agendas.
Hey, Brian, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We keep teaching so much history, the kids can't read or do math.
You know what? You're absolutely
right. What
are
we supposed to do about that?
We lost our way. We somehow they made our schools into a political arena, and DeSantis did this, and we did lose our way. Because
George H.W. did it before him, and Barack Obama did it after H.W. and Clinton was pretty deep into that too. Yeah, no, that was in the 90s, bud.
Well, no. Who was that woman? I don't know. She was head of all the schools. I forgot who she was. Bush. Wasn't Bush. But Bush appended.
No.
She got really.
No.
Who was her?
It was under Trump. No, okay,
was it under Trump?
Clinton,
was it one with the School of Education?
She was trying to push weird. She didn't do it right. I'm going to admit that out loud.
Yeah.
But no, what H.W. did was probably the worst thing that we've seen since the affirmative action, where he was like, no child left behind. Dude, if you can't read and you can't write at your grade level, you should be left behind until you can read and write at your grade level. No, I blame that entirely on H.W.
Well, it costs too much money. In fact, you brought up something that's very interesting, Josh. I don't have it up in front of me. I heard it last week, and I wanted to talk about it. And they got new math coming out for our kids. And I'm not going to name what they're calling because I don't want you to look it up because I have to do more research on it.
Oh, please tell me. Hey, please tell me it's better than that nonsense that they were trying to do. Like, one plus one is two, unless one plus one equals feelings.
Well, yeah, it does. One plus one equals. But what I'm trying to say is it's almost like what Bush did. This new math they're teaching kids now is like no child left behind. It's takeoff of what George Bush did. And what's happening is that no longer can a kid excel in math. They're going to take away calculus. They're taking away geometry. They're taking away a lot of other stuff. Because what they're saying is that you are not special, and you're going to be in class with the dumb kids, and you're no longer going to be able to take algebra. You're going to no longer be able to take calculus. You'll be no longer to take this. You're not going to do that anymore. They're going to cut that out. You got to stay in class with the dumb kids, and you're going to stay there and learn the same math, even though you know it, but you are no longer going to have that option. This is what they're doing in some schools now. If you're a parent,
okay, and everybody just heard you say homeschool your kids, send them to like some public community college at 14, and they'll be a doctor
right.
by the time like they're 20. There you go.
But see, no, that's not the answer, because when you homeschool your kids, now you got another problem. You're making your kid antisocial. You're making them
unless
hard
you,
to fit in.
That's an atheist thing. No, if you go to church, they're not antisocial because they'll hang out with the kids at church, and
they
can participate in youth football leagues.
They go to church.
You're trying to push church now?
Yeah, now you're pushing church on the kids. Get your go in and
always.
Have a social life. Go play the church.
I will never not push church. Oh man, okay. Don't you let me talk about Canada, lady. All right, okay.
Oh, listen, church is like one of 15 religions here, so. You know.
That doesn't mean anything because Canada's not even a country. Anyway,
it
let's
is
talk
true.
About. That's cute.
You leave Canada alone, buddy.
Oh, I'm not your buddy, guy.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada.
That
it's a
place
sacred country.
That's protected by America. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Jesus. We used to go there in the war. Canada always opened up their borders to us. Come on, Americans. You don't want to fight in the war. Come on. You don't want to fight for your country. Come on in here, eh? And we used to go into Canada.
Nobody
it was a safe place.
I'm just waiting
and
for somebody to attack Canada and for us to be like,
no, we're not. Stop it. Leave Canada alone. Jesus, that's where we get our medicine. They got cheap pharmaceuticals in Canada.
That's so sad. That's so sad that that's actually true.
You leave Canada alone, buddy. All right. Let's get off attacking Canada. Nobody's going to invade Canada, so you Canadians who are listening to the show, the ratings are good. Leave them alone. Here's DeSantis' and let's get back to it, because Laverne came in because it's a serious issue, and it is a serious issue, and we're not going to fray from it. This is what's happening in our schools. We have a governor in Florida who's banning books, not only that he feels that it could be racially motivated to disturb your children or make white children feel bad about themselves. Not only that, he's banning African-American books, but he's also banning transgender books. We don't want our kids to learn about transgenderism. We don't want our kids to know about sex like that if that takes place. This is disgusting. It's perversion. So we're going to take care of that, too. So we're banning books. Not too long ago, we were, you know what happened? We lost our way when the ACLU fucked up. They fucked up one time, and they were usually on our side. They were the ones who brought us, they gave us the detention of, this is what's going on, people, let's rise up. You haven't heard from the ACLU in a long-ass time. They just fucking said, fuck it. So now we got people finding out things. And Laverne, please, I'm bringing you, I'm hoping you can bring us back to topic. What is your... And I'm going to address it this way. What is your concern about people attacking wokeism and people being woke? What is your concern about that?
I do not have a concern because this is something that they cannot stop. This is the age of information. So you cannot, it's a cycle. No one can stop this. But what you can do is to work harder to keep us dumbed down. That's all I can say about that.
But do you think some people in the conservative area think wokeism is another form of racism or prejudice against the white person, and that you guys are coming for us and teaching us some like CRT teaching and changing our kids' mind and perspective about history and who we are and white people are the devil and white people are bad? You're making it a point. What do you say to those people that you're making it a point that how they're thinking what woke is activism, Black Lives Matter, and destruction and mayhem. What do you say to those people?
I I don't know, but they did. They are just doing what they're supposed to do. You know, they're just it. The system is changing, so they're only doing what they are supposed to do. But those that are awoke and are awakening, they're just going to like opt out mentally, opt out of the system, and see a new way of doing it and of doing things and learning things and believing in, you know, different things.
Can I throw in that conservative perspective?
Why not?
Well, is it, and going to Josh. Josh, is it a legitimate concern? I mean, we got fringe people on both sides. And it's getting to a point where fringe is the norm now.
No, sir. That's not true.
And do they have a legitimate, as far as a conservative way of thinking about woke, do they have a legitimate argument on this?
When it comes to the fringe on the right and the fringe on the left, it is a small percentage that are very loud on social media. And since that's how we communicate with each other these days, it seems very relevant, but it's actually not. You're not going to see a lot of these people. If you walk outside of your house, you walk to your local grocery store, you're not going to see these idiots out there. Okay, can I toss the conservative perspective in there? Like, it sounds like people need to understand where that other side is coming from, if that's
okay,
possible.
Go ahead.
I'm American. I do not care what your skin color is. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care if you have no religion. So long as you stand beside me and try to make this place better, I do not care what you believe. The moment that you try to destroy this place, now we have a problem. And, yeah, I'm just saying that's the whole point. We want to conserve the thing that we've built, that our ancestors have built. We had this nice thing for about two decades, in the 90s and the early 2000s, and then we burned it all down. I do not care what your skin color is and what you believe in your religion. That doesn't mean anything. So long as you are standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder with me, under the same banner, I don't care what you believe in. I don't care what you look like. I don't care about your sexuality. That has nothing to do with me. But so long as you're here with me, trying to make this place a better place, you're my fellow countrymen. We are siblings. Let's go. Outside of that, if you're trying to tear it down,
but Josh, I go along with you. But look how we done been programmed and desensitized with your religions. There's a division. Okay, you stay in your group. You believe what we tell you. Believe this is what is written. So therefore, it's a division in your religion. Of course, you know there's a division in the racist. There is a division in, anything we do now, like with the jab, there was a division in that, those that take it and those that didn't. There's a division in rich and poor. They got it so divided that it's a challenge for a lot that not even seeking outside of what they already know or think they know. They're not looking outside of it. But what you said, you still can come together regardless of what to make your life and others' life better, why not? But we're divided mentally.
Okay, but ma'am, you got to understand when you say that, it's not actually true. You choose every single decision, every single day you're going to make decisions as to where you're going to be tomorrow. You're going to make that decision not to walk down that dark alley with a 3 in the morning. You're going to stay at home and be a responsible adult. Yeah, but I'm saying that if you were going to choose to be an American first, I don't care what you believe in. If so long as you and I can stand together and try to make this a better place for all of us, then everything else is nonsense. Whether or not you got vaccinated doesn't mean anything to me. That has nothing to do with me.
I understand that. I'm just speaking on when you're saying coming together. I'm saying that we are so divided in so many ways that, and they think each group think they are right and they have the truth and they have the answer. Then, I mean, I don't think it's going to never come together. And I'm not I'm optimistic, really. But as the system as it stands today, they're not coming together. They're not going to come together.
All right. But what you just said right there is the problem, these groups. It's not about groups. Individuals create groups. Individuals can lead groups. Individuals have to make individual decisions all the time. As an individual, ma'am, you and me, individual to individual, I would love to make this country a better place. I want it to be better for all of us. Can you agree with that?
I do.
All right. We just solved a little tiny speck of a problem. We are one little tiny piece of sand on a beach. Now spread out.
Yeah, but I kicked
talk
that,
to other
I
people
kicked
about
that
this.
Sand. I kicked that sand in the ocean. Damn sand. Hurt my foot.
And this is why Brian is a terrible person.
Melissa's in the studio.
Yes.
Melissa,
everybody. Brian, you
but
had to spend your time because then you only had an hour on air.
I'm kind of stretching it because it's such. I got a full studio and it seems like a good topic. I'm going to let you guys listen to Mrs. Santis or DeSantis or whatever. Here we go. She's going to talk about people are giving her a hard time, and she hates it. But she's talking about woke. They want to woke out of the military. Listen to her argument here. Listen to this.
DeSantis also unveiled his military reform plan. He wants to, quote, rip woke out of the military. This is the presidential hopeful's second major policy proposal since launching his campaign. News Channel 8's Capitol Bureau reporter Libby Dean has more on the governor's plans.
Governor DeSantis is in South Carolina today for a few reasons. One of those being to register for the state's primary. Another being to roll out his military policy plan in a primary state that's home to many servicemen and women. Governor DeSantis' campaign to end wokeness traveling through South Carolina Tuesday.
Yet another institution in American life that gets infected with the woke mind virus.
That institution, the U.S. military, DeSantis
woke
announcing a five-point plan to, quote, rip the wokeness out of it.
We need to end social experimentation and woke ideology in the military.
The Mission First agenda would wipe out diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, bar transgender people from service, and reinstate soldiers who were discharged for their COVID-19 vaccination status.
Anybody's agenda that gets in the way with that, that agenda needs to take a hike.
LGBTQ plus advocacy group Equality Florida's agenda does. They say this is all politics, not policy.
And it's not about military readiness or preparedness. It's about partisan politics and sound bites.
Political experts think the campaign's anti-woke strategy sounds awfully similar to the plans of another GOP frontrunner.
Yeah, this woke theme does seem to work with Republican voters, but is it that much different than what any other Republicans are doing, including Donald Trump? And I don't know that the average Republican voter will see that there's a huge difference.
Well, there you go. He wants to make sure the military follows the cog in the machine, not think, whip out, get out anybody who's thinking or discriminating or whatever. He wants them out of the military. There's
you
a big
know
thing
what?
Right
we
now.
Should expect
he's going after
of the
women.
Military from America. We
but
should
he's
expect
going after
them to be combat ready and technologically advanced so that
right.
anything that
but
happens, that we can defend ourselves.
Well, he's going after women in the military now. See, this is how it spread. Did you hear how he says woke virus? You hear the consciousness of this
it is,
man
a
woke virus.
It is a virus. Yeah, it's a mental virus. It's a religion without a theos. There is no
woke
deity.
Woke is not a religion. It's an
idealistic.
It is.
You have
okay.
Time out. Oh, sure. You want to walk down that road with me? Let's go.
No,
you
I'm
have
gonna shoot
sins.
You if I walk down
any,
that road.
No, you have sins. Anything that's racist or sexist or deemed anything ism or is by anything. You have sins. Just like a religion, you have virtue, you have positive good behavior based on doing positive things as deemed by the cult. It's all the same stuff, bud. It's a religion without a deity.
But woke is not a cult. It's not a club. It's not a group of people. What woke stands for is an idea. It's an idea. It's for you to open your mind. It's not like you join a club and there's woke here and you got a 12 woke step program.
No.
Hi, I'm Brian.
No, woke is an ideological. It's an ideological practice.
It is. But it's not a cult kind of
religion.
It's you.
Yes, it is. You open
How
your mind
you
so much that
religion?
Your brain falls out.
What?
Because you open your mind so much that your brain falls out. You can't interact with people. No, you can't interact with. No, if you buy into that nonsense, you can't interact with people that are not into that nonsense.
Why do you call it nonsense? For people to be aware of not listening to. Why do you call it?
I'm happy to explain myself.
Okay.
I'm here for that. I'm listening.
All
right. The color of your skin doesn't mean anything in America. Your sexuality doesn't mean anything.
What mushrooms have you been eating, and are they legal?
I'm saying that doesn't matter in most places that cities talk. The stuff that we're talking about right now is internet-based. Right. We had the late 90s, the early 2000s. Everybody was actually copacetic. We were brothers and sisters. And then 9/11 happened, and we were like, holy crap, we all fall under the same banner. We're all brothers and sisters. And then everything started.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I disagree with you, but I'm going to let you continue because it'll give me more time to disagree with you as you continue. So I got some more.
Okay. I just hope you're doing some arm circles, you know, get your heart racing.
I'm listening to your nonsense, but go ahead.
It's not
first
nonsense.
First of all, we were never
brothers.
No,
you just told me I could keep talking.
Yes. I listen to nonsense. I enjoy it. Please continue. It entertains me.
And then we had a long... We've never had a long period of time where we were just like brothers and sisters. That's never been a thing in America.
Right.
And we had a short period of time that I grew up in, and it was actually pretty sweet. I'm kind of nostalgic for it. I want to go back to that.
Sure.
But what has recently happened in the past like 10, 15 years is people started getting into positions of power and everybody started getting pitted against each other. And here we are talking about race again, the stuff that didn't matter not so long ago, but now we have
you're
to talk
right.
about it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's always, Josh, it's always been there. The only difference is that we have social media and people are free to talk about it without repercussions. It's always been there. It's been there from the beginning of time.
Hey, Brian, can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor and live until you're 1,000 years old? I hope you live a long, happy life.
Why?
I hope you live a long, happy life.
Well, thank you. Because I'm going to tell your grandchildren all about the wokeness when you're dead and gone.
All right.
Come here.
And when you're over there, when you're at about 500, I'm going to go ahead and throw flaming things at you. And, we'll just see how that works.
Even then,
I was being entirely complimentary until you turned it into that nonsense.
Until you start throwing things at me. Yes, Laverne. Yes, Laverne.
In the Collins Dictionary, woke means very aware of social and political unfairness. So what is so wrong about that? What's so wrong about being a woke?
I don't know.
I try to understand.
Well, Josh, you can answer Dan. Answer us, Josh, please.
I'm just saying that the way that we're treating each other today, we should not be looking at each other as foes on American soil. You do realize that there's crazy stuff happening all around the world right now, right?
Well,
the story goes
that there's no atheist in a foxhole.
No,
so
I'm saying there's no feminist in a house fire. I'm just saying.
What?
We should.
Tess is
I'm saying.
Minutes.
I'm saying.
Burn that damn
house down because you cheated
on her ass. But go ahead.
Okay. You turned that into a darker thing than I did. Jesus.
But let's get to it because I do know that I have to go. But Josh, you're making some points here. You're making some points, and I do want to hear the other side. You're an intelligent person. If we're all morons, but you're there. You're okay. And
I wasn't
and
trying
I'm
to
just,
call people morons. I was just talking about
you.
I
said you're intelligent. If we were morons, I didn't say you were. Let's hear Melissa. Sometimes she comes in and she enlightens us. Melissa, help us through the fog. What's your opinion on this? And Josh?
I'm woke.
She may not be able to talk because she's doing so many things. And everybody, Melissa's on the men's, so she had an owie. So for her to just show up in the studio, it might be painful, and I appreciate she's doing it, so I'm not going to put too much pressure on her. So she has a little owie, everybody. So we're hoping Melissa's on the mend and she's doing well.
I'm back.
Welcome back, Pat. Here it is. here it is right here. You heard what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis feels about woke. He's threatened by woke. He's threatened, but I really, you know what I believe? I really believe in my heart he's trying to out-Trump Trump and half the shit he doesn't really believe in, but it makes headlines. And his job is, as running as a presidential candidate, he has to say sound bites that will give attention to his campaign, which is failing miserably. But half the shit I have to say, but it's dangerous because they just got the law through. So we have to pay attention because when it happens in Florida, it won't be long for Texas, Kentucky, Oklahoma follow suit. The red state follows suit, and we got to pay attention to it. We did the same thing. We ignored the abortion thing, right? Oh, you're crazy. Oh, you're never going to overturn Roe versus Wade.
And Biden's ignoring
shit.
What they just did in Massachusetts with the gun bans.
What did
I'm
they
sorry.
Do? Give me. No, 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 no. No. Talk to me.
No.
What did they?
Okay, okay. What they just did, they banned, they put a bunch of restrictions on your ability to have a gun in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anybody in Massachusetts, I will pray for you. Because if you still live there after the next month, you're an idiot.
Josh, what are you doing?
I'm not kidding.
This is why this is why the farmers
Dude, do you
got
guys food. Look into laws that people are passing all over this country?
But what laws are
yeah.
they passing in Massachusetts that's getting you so upset?
They,
I mean, what kind
had, they
they're
had
banning
like
AK-47? Should you be concerned? Well, I mean, what's going on?
Who the hell has an AK-47? An AK-47, yeah, you possibly could modify it, but they're trying to ban AR-15s. They're trying to ban AR-15s. You don't understand that functionally you could get a Ruger Mini 14 and it's the same thing? It's the same exact thing as an AR-15. But
well,
it has a wood stock instead of a black stock. Oh, my God, you didn't see it in a movie. It's not scary. Come on, guy.
But, okay, but what do you have against that? I mean, it's a military rifle. I don't care if it's an AR-15,
what is
15,
not,
15, 16. It's still military rifle. What do you
mean
a military rifle
no,
in your
they
home?
Use M4s. They don't use AR-15s. They use M16s and M4s.
Right. Okay.
And they don't.
So what do you have? But Josh, what do you have against that? Seriously.
What do I have against what?
What banning a military rifle?
That's not what military uses.
Okay. Automatic weapon.
At that particular
banning
rifle.
Automatic
rifles have been banned since the 80s. Go on.
You're right. Right.
The one you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is what he's trying to ask you what you have against.
Yeah, I mean, why are you concerned that they banned that particular weapon? And what is so special about
I'm
that
not,
weapon
no,
that it
they
should
didn't
not be
ban
banned?
They didn't ban a particular weapon. They banned segments of weapons and they made you have to jump through a lot of hoops just like
okay.
If you want to get a concealed carry in Washington D.C., you better sign up and you're going to wait 15 years before you have a chance to get a class. You're never going in there.
Okay.
There's no way.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
They did that in Massachusetts. They're doing that right now. They're making it impossible for you to do anything because there's so many hoops you have to jump through.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
I would love for everybody to be armed if you are not a violent criminal or insane.
What? Josh, what are you talking?
I'm not kidding.
You really
are nuts.
I'm not. No, That, thank you. I appreciate that. I've been called worse. I want
well,
you to be armed. I want you to be able to protect yourself.
Okay, Josh.
That's all.
You know, here's the problem with that, okay?
There's
we
not
have,
actually a problem. You're about to just say some words right now.
No, I'm going to say it's a problem. Because you
it's
just
not
said
a problem.
That, you just said that everybody should be armed, okay?
Unless
there's
you're
a lot,
violent criminal or a nutcase.
Unless you're
yeah.
a violent criminal. But see, okay, see, that's my debate right here. Nobody's automatically born a violent criminal. You hear all these stories like he just snapped. He was a normal guy. He lived next door 20 years ago. He used to have birthday parties.
You're doing some Jeffrey
sudden,
Dahmer stuff right now.
What, no,
Jeffrey
what I'm
Dahmer was a nice guy. He just lived in an apartment
great.
Next to me, and then he was eating people.
Here's my point. People can snap at any time. Like those kids in Columbine and whatever. You know, we like to put the title they're mentally ill. Because we're
no,
afraid
those kids
to
were
say
just
that
a-holes.
Oh, okay, good. You agree with me.
Yes.
You know, when a husband kills the wife just at a whim or a divorce or whatever, he wasn't crazy 2 years ago. He wasn't crazy a year ago. Something made him snap or that angry that he used force. So we cannot say unless you're crazy, because all of us are 5150s and we can control it.
All right. Okay, everybody just heard Brian admit he's 5150, right?
See, you're picking.
All right,
what
we'll see Brian in about 3 days. If they
he was
let him
a
go,
nice guy
I'm pretty
the
sure
radio.
They won't. We'll
he
see him like 3 months from now. It's gonna take a minute.
Yeah, he killed those puppies. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say,
but
you know, from Canada, you heard Canada. Let me ask you something, Pat, while we're talking about it, because we got to get back to this
yeah.
subject, because I got to go soon. Pat, you gasped when he said he would like to see everybody armed in America. You just gasped. What's wrong
yeah.
with that? Talk to me. What is wrong
because,
with arming citizens? That's how we got a revolution, how we got our independence from Britain.
Too many people are unstable.
Right.
And
but
arming
if,
them
but
isn't
unstable
the
people
best.
Do have weapons. Shouldn't we protect ourselves from unstable people?
No.
Oh.
Not like that.
Brian, you let those nut jobs kill you for diversity. Diversity and inclusion murders.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They'll put that on your tombstone. This individual that shot me had some kind of emotional thing, and, yeah, they'll put that on your tombstone.
Oh, no.
But to hear somebody from another country, and they hear us, you know, the perspective of Americans.
It's not even a country, but okay.
Canada yeah. is a country. You leave Canada alone. But what I'm saying is that they hear this stuff from America. Like, you know, there's a Wild West. People are shooting people in the street. I mean, I'm watching the news. Within 10 minutes, they got 20 different killings in the street of people with guns. And so
that's
I'm hearing
fair.
Somebody from Canada, and they're saying it's wrong. This is, if we take away their weapons,
it's too
there'll be
cold
no killing.
To be
is
criminal
that,
in Canada. That's why they don't commit crimes in Scandinavia. It's too cold. You don't go outside to commit a crime when you're...
It's too cold to kill? That'd be a good
when
book.
You shiver,
you know,
when you're shivering, you don't commit crimes, all
right? Right. I see it. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not going to rape you tonight, because if I pull down my pants, my penis shrinks because it's cold. I'm going
yeah,
to catch you in the wintertime. What are you
like?
Doing in July? But let me ask Pat for a minute. Pat, do you have this problem in Canada with this gun control and people killing each other with guns? And
no.
Is it? You don't?
No, there's no gun violence up here. Not like there.
Pat, don't say that. Okay. Oh, my. I don't even know what to ask her after that. I'm just saying, when you look at America and you've seen all this violence, are you saying it's because of guns? Or is it because of people?
I think it is.
Okay.
No, it's people.
I think
it's
personally
like
the guns.
It's obviously people.
It's people.
People use the guns, honey.
Right. The guns don't shoot by themselves. It's the people.
Yeah, do you have any idea
guns.
How many guns I have? None of my guns have ever shot a person.
Yeah.
Not one.
Not very paranoid, are you, buddy? Why don't
I'm
you just have one?
Right
Why
now,
do you need
Pat said not yet.
Not yet. What?
I know.
Yeah, if somebody breaks into my house and I have to put them down because they're trying to kill my family, yeah, I'm going to put them down. But other than I'm not just randomly out here shooting people because I have a gun.
But how many guns are too much, Josh? I can understand one gun, maybe two. Why guns? You could only use one at a time.
Guns.
Why?
Guns is too. Okay, first of all, I don't know if you've seen my loadout. you could have a few guns on you at one time, and it's not going to weigh you down too much if you're driving.
All right, Rambo. But I'm just saying to you.
Okay, no, first of all, Rambo, most of his stuff was with a machete. I just want you to know that.
All right. Oh, my God.
You're getting technical, Josh.
I know.
I don't. Just because I watched the movie.
All right, here we go. How do you take... You take something so far. You're hitting buzzwords. And DeSantis did this. How do you take woke from attacking that you're putting together with queer? So woke and queer are – listen to the soundbite of DeSantis. You tell me if this is not ridiculous. So he took the word woke and he put it into queerness to scare you. You know, the transgenders are coming. Oh, damn it, I missed it. I had it all set up. I'm sorry, people, but it was very interesting.
Yeah, okay, Brian. All right, Brian.
Is it here? I had it set up. I am so sorry, you guys. But
I'm offended at this
point. He started talking about woke, and then he led it into transgender and queerness. And basically, he's saying woke is like being a queer. That's basically what he was saying. He actually did. And I know it's ridiculous, and I had it queued up.
No, if you are American, I do not care about your skin color or your sexuality. You are my brother or my sister if you fly under the same banner. That is what we are supposed to be doing.
I don't know, Joe. You might be AI. Cause you're keeping yourself alive.
You know, Josh.
What?
You're talking like a Canadian.
No, they like
yes,
to bring
you
people
are.
In to smear crap all over your hotel walls. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
What?
Judge,
what
are you talking about?
Factual information.
What the fuck have you got against Canada?
I'm embarrassed that you guys are my neighbor. I'm sorry.
Why?
Why? You guys
listen,
are basically
he has guns.
Dutch.
We're
you
safe
know,
we're
Josh, you're so uneducated about Canada. You
think
it's
no,
snowing up here
well
all the time.
On Canada. Yeah, no, I'm pretty, you know, the Hudson Bay, yeah, I know. All your cities are built within like 50 miles of either a river that connects to us or our border. Yeah, you're here for protection. I understand.
Do you know our rivers feed your country? All
no,
our trees?
Our mountains. Yeah,
all
your
our
trees on
trees
fire
you
keep
guys,
us having a
yeah,
hard time
well,
breathing,
you know
lady.
What? You're wrong. You're wrong,
you're saying
Josh.
You're saying that those fires up there, the smoke coming down isn't making it horrible breathing, like to be breathing down here?
Do you think it's not affecting us too?
I'm not worried about
and
you.
And what
guys
about all the fires you guys have?
Oh, it never blows north. It never blows north. That never blows north.
He's trolling breath, Pat.
I'm just saying, that never blows north. All right? That shit always blows north. All right?
He's such a silly person.
I'm okay with that.
All right, here we go. Here we go. We got to stay on point. Here's Casey DeSantis. She's the media is attacking her, and she thinks it's unfair. Just a little soundbite of Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey. Here she goes. Listen to this.
Agenda. And so we're on, that's the wrong side of the line.
Wait a minute, I got to find out where
we
are. We
believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't.
Okay, hold on.
This course on.
All right, here's Casey.
And presidential candidate Ron.
Okay.
And the first lady of the state of Florida, Casey.
Yes, we had a chance to sit down with them at the governor's mansion and talk about their story, their struggles, their values, and what they hope to accomplish on the campaign trail. And we met their children. Take a look.
Governor, First Lady, thank you so much for sitting down with Fox and Friends. We're excited to talk to y'all.
Welcome back to Tallahassee. Welcome.
Thank you. It's
glad
good
to have
back.
You.
Tell us a little bit about you and
right.
and how you
Who
met.
Cares?
But, you know, when Ron DeSantis talks, it sounds so
boring.
Fake. Boring.
He sounds
fake.
Like a freaking robot.
He does. It's nice to be here. It's almost like Mr.
Hello.
Rogers went back.
No, well, no, actually, somebody called that out, his behavior. He sounds like a guy that grew up, like, as a teenager, like, from his early teenage years up into where he's at right now. Every single thing that he did was to never be scrutinized, be able to be scrutinized by other people. So he has this perfection. He has this beautiful wife. She's like a Jackie Kennedy, but she's also boring. And then, they're just boring people. And that's why he's going to fail
would
miserably
be the
because
bans everything.
Yeah, and here it is. Going to our main story. It's only 2 minutes because I got to get to our main story before I go. Here's what this whole controversy is about. Please listen. It's only 2 minutes. Florida Board of Education approves new African-American history standards. Here we go.
Tensions were high at today's Florida Department of Education meeting in Orlando. Marginalized groups and their supporters spoke out about feeling slighted by new school rules. Those changes and how African-American history is taught in Florida schools were at the top of today's agenda. News 6's Treasure Roberts is tracking the changes to your child's curriculum live from the newsroom tonight for us, Treasure.
Lisa, various groups believe the new academic standards for African-American history will omit or rewrite key historical facts about the black experience. Despite heavy criticism, the Florida Department of Education approved new standards for social studies covering African-American history. So what your children learn in class this upcoming school year will change. The new standards impact lessons for kindergarten students through high school. The kindergarten lesson will recognize African-American inventors and explorers. One of the many high school lessons examines the range and variety of specialized roles performed by enslaved people. In the Department of Education meeting Wednesday, Florida teachers objected to the new rules, asking the board to put the proposal on hold.
Our students deserve to be equipped with a comprehensive understanding of our nation's past, even if the history is unpleasant.
These new standards present only half the story and half the truth. When we name political figures who worked to end slavery, but leave anyone who worked to keep slavery legal nameless, kids are forced to fill in the blanks for themselves.
Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz pushed back against teachers and groups like the NAACP who claim the new standards censor history.
What we should be striving to do is provide our students with all of this information and let them formulate their own opinions. That is what true learning is.
Shelby Salem, a sophomore at...
I have never heard – that's what's going on with America. That's what Trump's agenda is. I'll just say shit. But we'll let you fill in the blank and let you form your own opinion. We don't want to form our own opinion. We don't want to form this. We want to hear the facts. We're not –
After hearing those facts, can those kids name at least 10 countries in Africa?
They can't.
I can't even name 10
just
countries
like
in Africa.
You. They don't know Canada.
I can. I've been there. I can name 10 countries easy. It's not a problem.
Okay, well, I never
been
past
Compton.
What were you saying? Wait a minute, hold on, Josh. What were you saying, Laverne?
No, I was saying that a lot of adults can't name 10 countries in Africa either. But you've been there. That's why you can.
That's true. And he probably stirred some shit up there.
That's why I can. I can name countries in Europe and Asia. That's not hard for me because I went there. And what is
now, what do you do, Josh? What
age?
Do you do? Are you in the military? What do? That you can visit all these countries and you have knowledge of their culture. What do you do?
I have this thing called a passport.
You know what? I'm gonna blow your brains out. I'm gonna kill you. What the?
You won't hear it right now, but Brian and I are best friends.
We're best friends.
Brian is definitely on the manhunt.
I'm gonna hunt you down with my mini rifle. What I'm trying to say is,
oh,
why
God,
do you have...
Oh, God, you're probably going out there with a 22. That's birdshot. You're going to definitely
gun.
Miss.
I don't believe in...
You're
going to
miss.
I don't believe in death.
You're going to miss because you don't believe in guns.
But, no, I'm asking you the serious question. Why do you have so many passports? Are you on the run? Are you, I mean, why do you
no,
have so many...
No, I love... No, dude. Okay, this might be astonishing to you, but I love meeting people. I love interacting with people.
Okay.
So I did go to several continents. I did go to several countries.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
trying
now,
to go to more countries than there are states in America. That's,
please don't.
I hope to do that by the time I'm 40.
No, please don't.
Why? What the hell is wrong with you, Brian? Okay, Brian.
Your ideas are kind of... Your ideas
Dude,
are kind
I
of
went,
way
I've been... I've been to Nepal, I've been to Bhutan, I've been to the mountain crazy places where you can't breathe because you're so high up in the air.
I understand. How do you get the means to, okay, what I guess I want to know is what is your vocation, what is your education, how do you have the means to travel so freely and to so many countries? How do you make your money otherwise?
I'm a building inspector and a carpenter.
Oh, you are you your own business? Business? Congratulations.
Yes, and please have people protest outside of my business.
I sure will. I got my work list.
I'm just waiting, you know. I need more attention.
I know. Good I would be
God.
The first one with a sign. My sign is misspelled. You know what I mean.
Of course it's misspelled. You went to public school.
I went to public school. All right. Let's see. We already played that. Here's DeSantis' wife, First Lady of Florida. She's calling out the mainstream media. She says they're targeting her for low-blow attacks. And she says she's not going to back down. She sat down for Fox and Friends, blah, blah, blah. One thing that she told Casey... that she thinks is interesting, and you probably can sympathize with this, when they come after you and they're just calling you names, she's upset because they're coming after her and calling her names. Let's think for a minute. Who does that? Trump. Anyway.
Every politician ever.
I know. That means they don't want to legitimate the merits of their case. They don't want to have the conversation. All they want to do is call you names. She's been called America's Karen and Walmart Melania. She was compared to Lady Macbeth and a wannabe Jackie Kennedy. And she's really upset about that. She said,
yeah,
but the attacks
you
have
shouldn't
not stopped
take it personally.
Her.
You should
know.
Never take that personally. You know how easy it would be to just be like, you look like a platypus. That's all you have to say to any women, and they're done. They're like, oh, my God, what did I do? I just...
Why would you even think that? You know,
what did
I
do?
I never in
I don't
my
even
mind
know
that
what I did to you. You're
a
random person.
Why would you call a woman a platypus?
I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we're on the same page.
You're a very
Finally.
Interesting man.
Finally.
Josh, do you have a girlfriend?
I have a wife.
Really? What woman will? What kind of woman would stay with
you? Okay, you know, Brian, you're about to step across that line, and I'm happy to respond.
Now, I'm sure she's a lovely woman. Seriously, because I know you
no,
know,
she's
Josh,
actually
you know
pretty
I
awesome.
I think so. You're very interesting. You know why you're interesting to me? Because people
go
like
on.
You, okay, I will.
Oh
people
crap!
Like
he
you
had a fucking speech plan. All right.
No. I never have anything planned. If you listen to the show, I have nothing planned.
This is
going to
be at least a paragraph.
Go ahead, Brian, at least
a paragraph.
I'll tell you why you interest me. Because you are an intelligent guy. You're a very learned man. And I think a lot of things bore you. I think a lot of things you think is beneath you. So you're bored. So you will become a troll. You go, okay, let me shake this up a little bit. Let me make sure you get your facts corrected. Because there's a lot of things that do not keep your interest. You have this, I don't know if it's an ADD thing, but and I think it's because of your education or you're smart, you're well-traveled or you're well-learned. And you'll mock people like me and other people on blog talks who think that they know shit, that you're going to correct them. And it makes you feel good. And it's like it makes you feel important, and you get another gun. But what I'm trying to say is you're a victim of your own education. You're a victim of your own learning experience, which I think is pretty pretty amazing. I think you came in as a troll, but you became a friend of the show. This is my honest opinion. Tell me where
and
I'm
can
wrong.
Can I respond to that?
Yeah,
can
I would love for you to respond. I would love for you to
respond. I would not give you the time of day if I didn't respect you enough to respond to you at all.
Sounds good.
It's not trolling. It's mutual respect. If you couldn't handle it, I wouldn't be able to dish it out. And if you actually couldn't handle it, you'd probably block my phone.
Okay. No, that's fair. No, that's fair. But John, am I correct that I mean, if you, I'm sure this is not the only blog talk show you've been on. And I say the same thing on the air. Most of the shows, and I would say 3/4 of the show, bore me to death. I'm not saying that they're bad shows. They just bore me. They don't have my, they can't keep my attention. And I don't like pompous hosts. I don't like people who think they know a lot and they know nothing. It kind of angers me. Do you ever feel that way when you go to other blog talk shows?
Do I feel
pompous
angry?
Fools? Well, what I'm trying to say is
I don't feel like people are beneath me, if that's what you're saying, you lunatic.
Okay. Okay. I do.
No, it's just when you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, if I have something that I can, that's like factually to the contrary, I'm not going to not say it, you know. You're not special. I just don't want you to feel like you're special, all right?
Okay. But what I'm trying
to say
is, come on.
You don't want to be a comedian.
Who, Josh? Josh?
Yeah, did he ever want to be a comedian?
He should be a comedian.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would do that show.
Yeah. I believe you. I believe you. All right? No, I can't be a comedian. I'm Irish. There's too many of us out there.
Jesus. But okay, but that's the impression that I got, Josh, and actually that impression is a backhanded compliment because I'm just
you think
saying
my compliment was not a backhand? Yeah, dude, we're slapping each other. We're put some rings on there, buddy. We're Snoop Dogging each other right now.
But I'm just saying that I may peg you wrong, but sometimes I just have this feeling that, and I don't blame you for it. Because, you know,
you know what? Because you said you don't blame me, I do blame you.
Blame me, blame you, buddy. What do you say blame me for?
Hey, I'm not your buddy, guy. No.
You're not my buddy.
Lay it out as simple as this. I hope you are very successful in your endeavors.
Thank you, sir.
If I can add a little bit of spice on the way, I'm happy to do so.
I know. Here we go.
Here's Josh, you say you Irish.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
From Ireland?
No, I'm just a Mick in America. Not one of those special ones.
I see.
Not one of those ones with the accent.
I see.
I can speak Gaelic more than you.
Can you really? Let me hear a little Gaelic. That's very little.
Con los ojos too.
Oh, okay. Impressive. It sounds
really
crazy.
Not hard to do. That was such a low bar. Such a low bar to hop over. Oh, my God. I almost stepped over that bar.
Okay, here's DeSantis on Black History. Here we go. Listen.
On Black History, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of Black History is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them. When you this course on Black History, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory.
Okay. Queer theory. He's the only man I know that can trans from Black History to queer theory.
That's actually
he's
not
hitting
true.
The buzzwords. He's hitting
That's
the
not
bus
true. There was a black guy, I think, in either Georgia or it might have been Florida or Texas. I don't know. But he came out and he was like, here's 10 things that you don't need to be teaching my child. And it was a black guy. And he was like, we do not want to hear white liberals telling us that they have our best interests at heart. Do not teach us CRT. Do not teach us about transgenderism. You shouldn't place black people alongside the LGBT stuff. It has nothing to do with us. Right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how do you get from black history to queer theory? I can understand the logic of it.
Can I walk you through that wormhole?
Yes, please walk me through black history to being a queer.
Okay, no problem. No, it's not. No, there's three sects to that. It's black folks had a hard time with Jim Crow in the 60s, and then women in the feminist movement understood that being a minority was something that was beneficial. So in the mid-90s, they started having a transformation where they started acting like they were minorities. And then later, gay people became the forefront, and then everything went to LGBTQIA++, two sign, whatever the fuck people are talking about these days. I don't even know. But yeah, no, the point is minority status, minority victimhood money.
But, okay, I understand, and then that's been around for you.
I don't.
But, see, he's hitting the hot spots of Florida, saying they're afraid of queers, they hate queers, they don't like transgenders. This is what roused Floridans up. So they're
going to
put black history in that category to get the Floridans with the riled up and burn the house down. I mean, he's hitting these marks.
Queer is no longer an insult. Apparently, now if you call somebody queer, it's
in
just
Florida,
identifying their gender. No, because if you're going to call it LGBTQ, whatever the hell after, yeah, no, it's not an insult anymore. It's an identifier. You identify as queer. Yeah, it's not an insult anymore.
That's true. That's
they
true.
They chose that. They chose that.
That's
and
true.
I don't know. They chose that. Do you really choose
they
that?
Yeah, they'll tell you. Yeah.
Go ahead, Laverne.
I've heard someone say, well, just call me queer. I'd rather call queer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I said, oh, I thought that was offensive.
I did, too. Huh.
Yeah, it's
well,
not
that's
offensive
a, you
anymore.
Know, but I got to give them a break, Laverne, because remember back in the day, they used to call us, don't call me black, call me a Negro. Then if you call them a Negro, don't call me a Negro, call me a colored person. Okay, I'm calling you a colored person. Oh, my God, you call me a colored person. I'm going back to black. So I can understand. I can understand.
It's no longer made contact.
Yeah. I mean, but it's true, right? It's true. I mean,
I'm going to repeat the same thing I've been repeating the entire time. If you are American, you are my brother, you are my sister. I do not care what you look like. I don't care what you do with your genitals. Have a nice day.
But unfortunately, Joshua, unfortunately, when you see DeSantis doing this, and he passed a law, and now it's the curriculum of Florida, it's dangerous. But we have to understand why he's doing it.
Why is that dangerous? I'm sorry.
Because it's law. When you pass it, I can understand. Whatever you do, you're my brother. Whatever you do, I accept what you're doing. You know what you do in your personal life is none of my business. I understand. But when it becomes law, that's a different story, because now it affects you and your personal life and affects the way how you do business and affects how you live in America. When it becomes law, it's different.
And I just told you the opposite of that was happening in Massachusetts, and you didn't blink at all.
Well, I don't know what you mean by the – you're talking about gun banning. When you ban a gun, it has nothing to do about banning guns. It's a political tactic to get they're using that as a political tactic.
Boston Hospital was actually exposed a few months ago by Libs of TikTok for giving underage girls hormone therapy and mastectomies and all this gender-affirming stuff, so.
Yeah. See, I have a problem with that. And we talked about that. Is that child abuse? Is that something else? And we can go down that wormhole. And I do have a problem with that. But it's not, well, I don't know. That is a law in California. There is a law in California that if your child, doesn't matter how old they are, they could be 8 years old, and they come home and say, Mommy, I'm a different sex. You have to accept that. And you can't go around with it, and you treat them as that. If you do anything different, it's called child abuse, and they will remove that child from the home because you're not accepting that child for who they are.
You know why it's worse than what you're describing?
Mm.
Because if it is banned and takes their child to California, there's no consequences.
Mm. Well.
Yeah, so California can go ahead and sink into the Pacific, for all I'm concerned. On that note,
here's DeSantis again.
Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of Black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them. When you try to use Black history to shoehorn in queer theory, you are clearly trying to use that for political purposes.
Really? So you, as he was talking about abandoning prison, nobody's talking about abandoning prisons or closing prisons down. Nobody's talking about
that. We need more prisons.
Exactly, but I'm just trying to say, you see the fear-mongering, they're going to close your prisons, they're going to close the prisons down, and you talk about Black history, next thing you know, we're going to be accepting queers, and these are the buzzwords.
Oh, Jesus Christ, are you correlating those two things?
That's what he's saying.
The reason that people are talking about prisons being shut down is because liberal DAs are coming into these cities and not actually prosecuting violent criminals. They let them out a day later. They choose not to press charges. And then they go out and they reoffend. They get locked up again. And it's a revolving door. That's why people are worried about shutting the prisons down. It's like you aren't even trying to fill them. And I don't think that we should be a society that is trying to fill prisons. I think that if there are people that are habitually criminal, we should probably put them away from the rest of society because they choose bad behavior over and over again. They should not be amongst the rest of us civilized people. Is that fair?
It said the man with many guns in his home.
I guarantee we don't.
In California, Laverne, to be honest with you, in California, they're letting felons out. In fact, we got a couple of them living in my complex. A guy spent 27 years in federal penitentiary in Pelican Bay, which is the most dangerous, where the most dangerous felons live. And we have a district attorney. His name is, I told you yesterday, and he's just letting them out left and right. They use the excuse of the COVID thing and says, you know, we don't want everybody to be affected. So they just let people out of prison. They let him out.
I just want everyone to know that Brian feels really safe when he goes home every time.
Actually, I don't. I mean, if you and that's a shame. I have talked to my girlfriend many times about, baby, we need to get a weapon. And you know, it's funny how. And here's where the lady.
Oh my God!
Right,
welcome to the team.
I'm going to shoot you.
I've never loved you more than what you just said.
You Homo sapien. Let me see you calm down. What I'm trying to say is that if you look
be
at the
armed,
news,
be smart, protect your family and your property. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Welcome to America.
So she said, you know, we would go to classes and do this, and on a weekend, we, you know, blah blah blah. I said that's fair, but some people, it's funny thing. We don't need a gun. You're there to protect me. I go, what? Are you kidding me? You know, five people come bust through the door.
She's like Brian. Brian, you behemoth of a man. You clearly know Krav Maga and Muay Thai and all of the fighting styles.
Yeah.
You have it's so like, many muscles that if they shoot you, the bullet will catch your muscle and not hit your vital organs.
Exactly. It's like, somebody's in the house. Go see who's downstairs. What? Seriously?
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you did too much. She believes in you way too much.
Yeah. Hey, honey, take the bat. They got guns. I heard the click. I heard them putting I'm hearing it. They got a full metal jacket. All right, take the tennis racket, too. Okay. I'll call for help.
You're just over
shot.
There on the stairs carrying a mattress, jumping on them, looking like an idiot.
I believe in you, honey.
Okay.
Anybody down here?
You're pushing your lady down the stairs with a mattress.
Hey, I don't think I haven't thought about it.
I don't think I haven't thought about
putting pouch and pants over my body to make an armor
suit. I just
want to
remind people Brian is a terrible person. I don't know if anybody
I am
that.
A horrible person.
He's the worst person ever.
You're so the worst.
I'm a horrible person. I will yell, get out of my house. Okay, let's lock the door.
Take her. She has money in her wallet. Take her.
That's right. And she has a vagina. It'll keep you busy for a while so I can escape and call the police.
Oh, my God.
This
is why California, you know what? I love the sound of my own voice. I'm going to repeat myself. California should probably just sink into the Pacific.
We have become the Wild Wild West, Melissa. We really have. I mean,
that's not even the Wild Wild West. You became like Munchkin Land.
Jesus.
You're not even going to pretend.
California's
dead. The entire West Coast. You know, you can take Oregon and Washington with you.
See, this is why we need guns
I
for the revolution.
I thought you loved your America.
Yeah.
I love America. That is not America. California is that's as communist as you can get on American soil outside of Washington, D.C.
What are you talking about?
No dispute. Nope. Nobody's. Did she just say a boot?
What are you talking about?
California's terrible, and Brian is definitely.
You know what?
Brian is like the worst human.
No, I am the worst human being. I worked hard for
He's
it.
Like
I'm
in the top
cover,
five worst,
worst
people
human.
Ever.
I'm right next to the sexiest man alive, the worst person ever. Just right next to him.
Yeah, okay, we all have delusions that sexiest man alive thing is not real, but the worst person, yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, worst person ever. So what do you feel about that? You heard him talk, use the words queer, and the black agenda is like the queer agenda, and then he says
didn't
the closing
say that.
Prisons.
He did.
He used it in the same thing. It's
play
like
it again.
He
didn't say the
I
black agenda.
I
got to
play it.
Who the hell says the black agenda? He's not Robert Byrd.
I don't know.
He
didn't
say that.
I thought he was
no,
Jim
he's
Crow.
Big Bird.
Robert Byrd was in the KKK.
That was a good one. Yes.
Everybody's terrible. Mean words. Loud noises.
But okay, let's get back to. Here we go. We're going to finish this up. It's only one more minute. Here we go.
Florida Atlantic University attended the meeting. So I think it is important to be active in the community around education. She's studying to be a teacher. Whenever I tell people that I am dedicating my life to be a teacher in Florida, they always say, I'm so sorry.
The new standards go into effect at the start of the school year in August. In the newsroom, Treasure Roberts, getting results.
There you go. It's already law, and they're going to start teaching your kids.
Stop diddling kids. Holy crap. Why isn't that normal?
Well, they're saying that slavery is a good point. Where did I put that?
Can I say something really messed up?
Okay, wait. Here it is right here. It says the new
standard. Oh, come on, man.
I heard that, Laverne.
I thought we were on the same team. I thought we had some camaraderie.
Laverne. What did Laverne say? This is your show? Wait a minute. What did you say, Laverne?
No. I said he's been doing it through the whole show.
Oh, through the whole show?
No. So you haven't disputed anything I
said. Can I
say
something? You've been talking your ass off the whole 3 hours.
Hi, Brian. Go ahead and do your show, Brian.
What are you doing? All right. Listen, don't you mock me, young man. I'll come over there and marry your daughter.
I forgot you were older.
Yeah. You mind your elders. I do have some friends, and they will marry your daughter. And they're black as night.
He don't care. I really
don't
believe
you.
Oh no, he
really
don't
quiet. Believe you.
He was quiet. Oh shit.
No, I thought about it for a second. I was like,
yes,
no, I don't believe you. That's not real.
Oh shit, he's serious. That's
my daughter's Asian. My daughter's Asian. She's going to marry a probably Mexican.
That's more dangerous than a gun, Laverne. Pac-Man's going to marry him.
Oh,
take my daughter out.
Oh, God.
That's lethal.
Okay, look at this guy.
All right, here
look
we go.
Look at this guy.
Here we
Black
go. Wait, I gotta
get the hell
read,
out of here.
I got to read this. The new standards require instructions for middle school students to include how slaves develop skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. They're going to teach your kid that it's not bad being a slave. They learn some great skills that can be applied for their personal benefit. This is what they're teaching. They're
Jesus
teaching,
Christ.
Can I say something?
Honest to God,
totally
that's what they're
up.
Teaching.
There you go. There you
can
go.
I
there
something?
You go.
Can I say something totally messed up?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
I hope everybody's ready, all right? Do some arm circles. Do some breathing exercises. All right, here you go. The founders of this country owned slaves. All right, I'm trying to help you with the breathing exercises. Africans own more black people today than the founders of this country owned slaves the entire time that they were founders, and pretty much the entire time that they
you
were
Melissa upset.
Anything.
What? Go ahead, Melissa.
I'm sorry.
I was just talking to my dog.
All right, Brian, I'm going to need you. Brian, I need you to do some arm circles there.
Well, I'm going to read you this, too. These are facts. This is what's going on, and you could comment. Anybody
oh,
can comment.
No. We, okay,
here's
a, we can't
here's
address
another,
that. We can't address the slavery happening
well,
in Africa
no,
right
no,
now.
No,
yeah, we,
no.
we don't talk
First,
about that.
Well, this is what they're teaching our kids in the fall. They're saying there's a lesson to be learned as a slave, and it could benefit you in the future because you're learning some skills. This is what they're teaching you. Now, they're teaching the middle grade people. Now, here's the high school grade.
That's why you should homeschool your kids. Everybody homeschool
yeah,
your kids.
Exactly. But here's what they're teaching the high school kids. That's middle school. High school is this. It's the latest development in the state's ongoing debate over African-American history. Here it is. Including education departments, rejection of a primary pilot version of advanced placement African-American studies. And what this means is what it is it says the new standards come after a state passed new legislation by Governor Ron DeSantis that bars instructions. Here it is, very important. It bars instructions in school that suggest anyone is privileged or oppressed based on their race or skin color, meaning that just because you're black, you are not oppressed persons. You are, and white people are not privileged. We're going to bar that. We're going to teach that's not right because it says here it bars instructions.
Yay.
It prohibits instructions
Yay.
That suggest that anybody's privileged or that any person has been oppressed by their race or their skin color. You don't think that's wrong? This is what
you're
going to teach.
You're missing reality.
No, it's not wrong. I'm saying that if you're going to have children in the same classroom, you want the black kids and the brown kids and the yellow kids and the white kids, you want all the kids to come together under the same rubric. Now, there is nothing
by not teaching them about oppression that you were oppressed by the skin color?
You mofo, Ryan. You ridiculous
you call me a
monster.
What, you've been woke?
I also called you a ridiculous monster. I called you a ridiculous monster, too.
Oh, yeah, oh, you do.
There is nothing stopping parents from teaching their children anything at home. You shouldn't have that in public schools.
Is that the parents' job to teach their children?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. 80% of the kids' education should come from home.
I think parents.
There's
should,
a lot of parents not qualified,
right?
Josh.
Parents are so busy with their careers and their nonsense,
right,
that they can't teach their kid how to freaking.
Yes, they don't have.
Are
time.
You kidding? Are you kidding me?
The average American
so,
person
okay,
does
so you're
not
just telling,
have
you're
time.
Just telling, you're telling me right now that parents don't give a crap about their kids.
I didn't say that.
That's all you're telling me.
I didn't say they don't give a
you
crap.
You are saying
I'm
that.
Saying, let me just, I'm saying working, keeping a household, two people working and everything, they're counting the school district to educate their son. If they have to sit down for an hour to educate the kids, what did you learn from school? And let me help you unlearn this because it's wrong. Only confuses a child. This is not right. See,
not,
we're teaching
not,
the kid. Okay.
That's not how it is in my house. Hell no.
Well, I don't know what's going on in your household, and I will read about it on the news or listen about it on the news. But what
okay,
I'm saying,
are you trying to say I'm going to be a freaking silly?
Yeah.
No.
So
okay.
Josh,
all right, Brian.
Josh,
no. Yes, ma'am.
Josh,
Brian is the devil.
Kids,
go ahead, ma'am.
Are your kids taught about Black history?
I teach them about Black people in history. I don't think that you should segregate history.
Isn't that what they call Black history, Black people in
That's
history?
True.
Yeah, but if you segregate it and make it an entire separate subject, it separates history. If it's not history, it's now Black history. Now, when I taught them about Frederick Douglass, it wasn't separate from Abraham Lincoln. In that time frame, those two men came together and they were trying to solve a problem together. So one campaign, one ran for politics. Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to have Black history. I'm not going to have any other kind of racial history, anything. Because history is momentary. You have to take the time frame of that period and then teach them what was going on at the time. And then hopefully they will not repeat the same mistakes that we've made in the past.
But Josh, you're missing something here. You're assuming.
No, I'm not.
I'll tell you what you're missing. You're assuming most parents are educated. You're assuming most parents.
No.
Okay,
hold on. Did you just hear what I said?
Yes.
Did you hear the question?
There's a
Did
lot
you hear
of
the question that the lady
who,
asked
who
me?
Who are not the brightest students in school. There's a lot of
Listen,
parents who have babies
did you
that
hear what
dropped
she,
out of school.
Did you hear what she asked me?
What? No, I didn't.
Okay. You're responding to my answer. You didn't hear what I was responding to. She asked me about whether or not I teach my
children I did hear what she
about
said.
Black history.
But Black
yeah.
history is including Black people. Yes, I did hear it. It was a good question.
Yeah. So
right.
just teach
and
history.
And you said Frederick Douglass
and Black people are going to
Abraham
pop up
Lincoln.
No matter where you go.
But let me tell you something. See, people think, and here's what's wrong with people. People think that they're just as smart as they are. They're thinking I'm driving a car, so the next person next to me is driving just as good, just as aware of who I am, understands the road as I do, and we look at people through our eyes of peers, and we're not
Brian,
thinking
you're
that
doing
this person's
the same thing. You're doing the same thing that you did earlier, where you think I'm smarter than people.
I'm not saying that. No. Don't get that on you. Don't. No.
You're
I don't want you
same,
to have that
you're
in your head.
You're doing the same thing there, buddy.
I'm not saying that.
Listen. Can I say something?
Yes.
Parents are a child's first teacher. We teach our children how to talk, right? We teach our children from the time they're born. It's never ending. It never ends. So as far as people being, education begins at home. I'm a firm believer in that, firm. Absolutely. And, you know, you do discuss with your kids what went on in school. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't agree with it, let them know. Or this is a different way to look at it anyway. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who teaches that child how to speak? They don't go to school.
You.
Right.
But I think that's the problem is that parents are negating their responsibility in the beginning. You place a tablet, you place a television in front of them, you let them watch Netflix, you let them entertain themselves instead of being a parent.
I disagree. I disagree.
That's what is happening today, sir.
Well, it is happening, and it's more or less to keep the kids quiet. But if you have a parent who is involved in education, see, we have to go from the beginning. We got to understand that there's people who should not be having babies. There's dysfunctional
people.
Oh, my people.
God. Are you talking? Okay, he's going to the eugenicist thing. Okay,
No. Just hear me out.
Hear me out.
Not every child had good parents. There are parents who have mental problems. There are parents who have alcoholism. There's parents who does it. There's parents who molest people. You know, we have a thing here in school called SNAP, and it's very important. They try to move that program out. And what SNAP is that they're allowing children to have a meal. That there's a lot of starving kids out there. And that's not neglecting your kids. School is very important. Let me tell you why. And a lot of abuse, the first sign of abuse, a school teacher or a principal will pick that up quick and alert authorities, too. So there's a safe haven for children. But I'm going to go with the homeschooling for a minute. You don't have a lot of people. You have a lot of people who are uneducated raising children. So for them to have a good education is to send them to school, and what they learn in school will help them become a good.
This might sound
for 4 years.
Wait, I didn't hear Melissa.
Four
I'm
years.
Sorry, Melissa. Well, go ahead, Melissa.
They don't go
I didn't hear
to school
you.
For 4 years.
Well, I understand that, kiddo. But,
no.
But listen, I'm saying there's a lot of kids are not blessed to have people like you, Melissa, or Josh, or Laverne, and I will even go past.
There's so many that are.
Right, and so if what I'm trying to say, I know when you're saying, and Melissa, I agree with you, but to a point when you said the first, and I do agree with you 100% when you said that the child's first education is home and what you teach them, the parents teach the child. I mean, their morals or whatever. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. But if I lived in Kentucky, I'm giving my son, my 12-year-old son, my 11-year-old son, a present to go hunting with me, and it's a shotgun to go hunting with his father. And in Kentucky or
good
Oklahoma,
for them.
There's nothing, or Arkansas, there's nothing good for them.
I'm not kidding. Good for them.
What I'm trying to say
they
is,
have to learn responsibility young. That's the point.
And let's give him a loaded weapon. Come on, son.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you understand? In the Revolutionary War, there were 13 and 14-year-old kids running out on the front lines to kill the Brits.
We're not talking war.
But I'm saying that we have had a major societal shift that is negating these young bucks. We should be training and treating like adults at younger ages. I'm not saying give them a loaded firearm if they're not ready.
We have a parent that thinks like Josh, but then we have the other parent who's a pacifist and saying gun control, nobody should have guns.
There's no such thing as a pacifist, and I swear to God,
this
is not America.
There are pacifists. They're clergy.
That's not an American thing. Oh, no, they aren't.
Oh, my God.
No, they are not.
But it is an American thing. We got a lot of pacifists, especially in Oregon.
No, because you're comfortable. But do you know how many priests and bishops they've locked up in Ukraine? No, there's no such thing as a pacifist when it comes to
it's a war zone. You're taking me off the subject.
I'm just saying that
there's a lot of parents who have two jobs, three jobs, getting food on the table. They surely don't have the time. By the time they get home, and the kid is a Lasky kid, by the time they get home, it's 10 p.m., they sure don't have the time to wake up their kids and tell me what you learned in school.
No, that's done at night. That's done at night.
I'm not going to allow that as an excuse.
That's done at night.
No.
No, it's done at the table or it's done at night.
If you bring children into this world, you are responsible for preparing them to handle themselves without your care.
And you're assuming that there's
your
no irresponsible parent out there that gives their
kid
a chance.
No, I am not. I'm not assuming anything about anybody. I know that these people are terrible. I know that they can't even read. These kids are not able to read in a lot of cities across America.
What do you mean talk about a lot of cities? Did you know that the average kid in America, ever since this pandemic, is below standards? We're not going to go into that.
You know, I just had my kid do a book report.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. No, he just did a book report on Shakespeare. And
well,
that
see,
stuff,
but you're looking through your eyes that
because I'm not going to hold anybody else less accountable than I'm going to hold
you
myself.
You should hold
if
them accountable.
Your child. Yes, absolutely. I am not going to hear the excuse that they work long hours. Yeah, I work long hours too, but I'm never in my life going to deter my child from being educated and prepared to go out into the world after they leave my home because I'm too tired. No, I don't hear that.
Well,
that makes
well,
no
see,
sense
you,
to me.
But not everybody has your priorities. I'm saying that there's a single parent out there that's
I know,
working two jobs.
I'm saying that. I am aware of that, and I'm saying that is the problem.
And do not have the edge. Maybe they didn't pay attention to. I am not equipped
to teach my kids. I'm a high school dropout.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for confessing.
What excuse can you possibly have for people?
I am not prepared, and I went to UCLA. I am not prepared to do new math to my 8-year-old grandbaby. I'm not prepared for that. I have not.
Hey Brian, can I say something? You sound like you went to UCLA.
I did. Go Bruins.
You sound exactly like somebody from UCLA.
Mm. Bruins.
I'm just messing with you.
But
I don't even know what that
means. I am not equipped. They can send the books home. They can send me the books home about history. They can send the books home. I'm going to self-teach my kid. I'm telling you right now that I'm not educated enough to teach my child enough to get him equipped to be a good student and to go to a university. I'm telling you the truth.
That's not the goal. Yeah, if they want to go to a university, awesome. I'm saying equip them with several avenues.
With what?
You lay 10 avenues in front of them. One of those avenues is going to college. That's great. But don't just make that the sole excuse that you're not going to educate them.
No, what I'm trying to say is I cannot help him to pass his SATs. This is what the educators do. This is what their
job is. Okay, and can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can that young man be a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician?
I think they're beautiful trades.
Can he do something? I know, but that's what I'm saying. Can he do something outside of college that he could go to a trade school for?
I am with you on that. I say get rid of the junior college and put in trade school. I am 100% with you. There's a lot of kids who are not.
Electricians and plumbers and HVAC people make a lot of money.
Right. I think what these kids do when they got this junior college bullshit. Junior college is bullshit. It's just something to do it's very rare that a kid will go to 2 years of junior college and hop to a 4-year school. Very rare. And there's a lot of kids who are not equipped to go to a 4-year. They're just, doesn't mean that they're dumb, that they're just not equipped for a 4-year school. And
I think that a lot of kids that go to 4-year schools end up dumber than they went in.
They could be because the dropout rate for a kid for a 4-year school is just astronomical, the dropout rate is.
Yes, sir.
I say get rid of the junior colleges and put in trade school, put in technical school. Forget junior
college. What I was saying earlier with Carrie Lake, she said that your junior and senior year in high school. Oh,
right.
Get out of here. Oh, God damn it.
You're going to really listen to Carrie Lake?
So,
seriously? You're bringing Carrie Lake into a conversation?
Okay, if you disagree with this, then go ahead. But no, she said that the last 2 years of high school, you need to choose in your junior year at the very beginning. Are you going to go to college or are you going to go into the trades? If you're going to go to college, they're going to do college prep. For some of your courses, if you're going to go into the trades, they will make you they'll give you a mentor to be a plumber or a carpenter or something outside, like a pipe fitter. And then you can work and get paid for doing this thing over here to the side to maintain the infrastructure of our country. Or you could go over here and you'll be a genius and prepared how to handle yourself when it comes to college. Yeah, you make the choice. But we don't have that anymore. You're saying remove the community college and put it
right.
Trade school in the way? She was doing that in high school.
Replace it with a trade, yes.
She was doing that in high school.
A welder, a carpenter, an engineer, electronic.
She was doing it in high school. She was before you, Buck. Yeah, she was before you.
I understand, but those were exceptional students. And I hate to say it, America has dumbed down so much that we're honey boo-boo land now. And
oh, my God. Is that really how you think we are?
Yes, I do. In fact, we kind of have a trade. A lot of kids just said, fuck it, and they go into the military. That's their trade.
Like that dipshit that just walked across the the DMZ into the DPRK.
Yeah,
that young kid,
yeah,
the young guy from
Texas.
Exactly.
He ran across by the
what
way.
What an idiot! Probably going to eat him.
But you know what? And they're going over this guy's background. We don't have that much time. And I'm saying, I hope he's not black. And they showed a picture of him going,
he's
fuck.
No, he is a black guy.
He is black. I'm going, you dumb shit.
Black.
You're the only one who ran towards North Korea. Help me. Oh, okay. But I don't have time for him. And you know what's going to piss me off? You know what's really going to piss me off? And I'm going to hate to say it. I love my race. And Laverne, please don't get mad at me. Because we have to weed out the dumb ones. What's going to piss me off is they try to do a trade. If they try to do a trade. And it's like...
No, you can't do
this
that
guy's,
two times.
This guy's
we,
background
we got,
is not...
Brittany Griner. We traded Brittany Griner for the Lord of War or something.
Yeah,
no, we can't do that two times.
The guy who's selling weapons to our enemy. But it's gonna piss me off, man. It's gonna piss me off. This guy's a loser. I mean, even before then, he was in the South Korean jail, and before then, he was going to be disciplined by our military. This guy has some problems. And they even talked to his brother. He has some mental problems.
He was about to be sent home to face a military tribunal. Because he assaulted somebody, and he was in jail in South Korea for like 2 or 3 months.
Right.
And all the military police did, they was like, yeah, we'll just take you to the airport. You know, it's all good.
Right.
And then hopped in line. He was like, no, do you know that movie Idiocracy? He's like, no, I'm supposed to be getting out today.
That's what he did. Laverne, can you believe this, Melissa and Pat? The Army military had to escort this guy through the airport. and that's what they did. So, and then they left him there at the airport. And he pretended that he lost his passport. And he ran out of the airport, and he joined this tourism group, and he ran across to North Korea.
I'm actually supposed to be getting out today.
This is what he did. He joined this tourism group. He escaped from the airport because he didn't want to be disciplined by the military. The MP or the military police said, all right, buddy, you're at the airport. You know what you got to do. You got your ticket? Yeah, I got my ticket. You got everything? Okay, we got to get out of here. Okay. And then when it's time to say, you have your passport? Oh, you know what? I forgot my passport. Oh. All right, son, go get it. Okay. And he ran out of there like the Flintstones. And then he joined this tour group. Touring North Korea's area, the terrorized zone or whatever, and they go, who is this guy? And they go, jigs up, and he ran to North Korea. When you have to run to North Korea, you got a problem. And he wasn't disciplined for anything bad. It was just behavioral problems, maybe. And you know, he was not really a threat. It was just, you're a nuisance. But for you to have that mental problem to run to a communist country, you got some problems, and I don't know if I want you back. And that's going to be the problem. He's in the news.
We can't. We can't trade for him.
We can't. We can keep him, but North Korea's going to say, no, you got to trade for him. I mean, you got to get him the fuck out of our country.
He could have come home to America, faced the music. Spent like 3 years in Leavenworth. But
right.
No, now he's probably in a soup. He's probably being eaten by other people.
And he feels safe there. He probably feels safe. He got a roof over his head. It's North Korea. His parents are saying...
Those East Asians really love black people.
Oh, love black
people. That's what
people.
They're known for.
Yeah, look at him. And then they interviewed his family and his brother going, he got some problems. he needs to come back. And if his own brother,
yeah, his
then
mom
he got
hopped on the news. His mom hopped on the news like, I don't know why he would have done that. Like,
what did he do? What? I don't know if we're going to trade for this guy. I mean, what do you do? I think North Korea is going to kick his black ass out of their country and send him back home. I
he's
really
just,
believe
like,
that.
Yeah, no, there's going to be that Dave Chappelle skit. It's like, black people don't make good hostages.
Exactly. We're waiting for the ransom. Keep on waiting. The check's in the mail.
You know. You honestly, we could. I. You know what? I would actually trade Hunter Biden. I would trade
Hunter
Biden.
Okay, here you go. Okay, get out of here.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a fair. That's a fair trade.
Yeah.
Random
no,
guy who's obviously a dipshit, Hunter Biden, who's a rich and also obviously a dipshit. Yeah, same.
Oh, I see. Well, let's not mention Trump's daughter who signed with the communist people in China to her line of dress lines. And Jared,
that wasn't China. That was
Jared
Indonesia. You don't even know what you're talking
Saudi
about.
Saudi Arabia.
No, that was
and
a,
we don't know why
Indi-
Jared got $2
Indonesia.
Billion. We
that
don't,
was
what,
Indonesia.
Why,
it wasn't China.
Why did Jared get $2 billion? What did he do? What did he do to get $2 billion in his pocket?
Dude, I'm happy to nuke all of them. Are you kidding me? I'm American. I don't care about these people.
You have
screw
to care about these people if you're American. Okay,
no,
so
I
this
don't.
Is what they're doing.
I do not care about any of them. They are not special
so they're
to
saying,
me.
To recap, they're saying, we're going to teach your children that slavery was not so bad because people learn some skills and it could be applied for personal benefit later on in life. This is what we're teaching
and
your children.
And we're also not going to talk about the slavery happening in Africa and
exactly.
Asia right now. Because
and we're not
going to
talk about there's
larger.
Been... Right, and we're not going to talk about there's been oppressed people in America because of their skin color. We're not going to say anything that these people were oppressed at all. So this is what your study is going to happen, and then
this
it says here, exactly, and it says here when in high school you learn about the new rules that acts of violence perpetrated against and by African Americans, the massacre is considered the deadliest election day. It's called 1920. I can't pronounce that.
The next philosopher that my kid is going to read through is Seneca.
Right.
And God bless the ability to do that from home, because holy crap,
right. Says,
I do not care about any of this.
Right. Well, this is what they're teaching your kids. It started with Moses Norman, a prominent black landowner in Florida community, attempted to cast his ballot and was turned down by white people. We're not going to teach that. The kids will never know that, because there's no such thing as oppression in the USA. This is what they're not going to teach. And they said this, our children deserve nothing less than the truth. This is what they're saying. The equity
so
of
you
ancestors
want to talk about
blood,
that stuff
sweat,
happening
and tears.
Overseas?
Well, that's the NAACP.
The truth.
That
stuff going on in Libya and the Congo and Somalia and...
But we're not.
India
we don't live in Africa. We don't live. You can't.
I know.
You know we're
okay,
not getting
know,
into
but
the
I'm
tribal
saying
politics.
If you care about slavery, you don't talk about the history of it where it's not a thing anymore. You talk about the reality of it today where it's more prominent.
But they're teaching.
So
but
either
here's
you
the,
care
but
about
Josh,
slavory or you
we're
don't.
Stuck, you're stuck on slavery, but that's not the point. The point is they're not going to teach about oppression, that there's anybody in America that is oppressed by the color of their skin. That's what they're saying. Hell, we got women who are oppressed to this day, and they're not going to teach that. So they're saying America is great.
Women are
there's
oppressed
no oppression going on.
In America? Did you hear about that thing in Dubai?
What thing in Dubai?
There was this American that popped up in Dubai. She took all these selfies in her bikini. She was flashing her bazoongas and her butt. And she showed up to the airport, and she was trying to go home to America. And she started yelling at the guy. But you know how Muslims get with women? They were like,
oh, yeah,
the,
yeah,
guy
yeah,
like
heard,
the guy was like,
the
guy was like, no. And she ended up she's in prison right now. And nothing is happening. Yeah.
Right. I heard that story.
Right.
You know, here's what I have to say to that. When in Rome, you know the rules of your country. you know the rules of your country. You
when
know
in
the
Rome.
Laws of your you know the laws
oh my God.
Of your country. When you're in Rome, You do what the Romans
so
do. Freedom,
so, no, women's rights only exist in America, but when women from America go to other places, when in Rome.
You
I love
well,
that.
You know,
I love
you
that.
Know why
Please
European
make that your
people,
mantra forever.
No, no, no. I think Pat will agree with me. You know why they call us the dirty Americans when we travel abroad? Because they think we're privileged people and we're supposed to be special people, and they call us the rude Americans. And you know what? They're right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't bother learning the customs. We don't bother learning the culture.
Who the
we don't
hell
bother
is we?
Learning. As an American, I'm going to piss off
I do
off
that.
The, well, you're special, but me, I'm pissing off the
I'm
Paris Tower. You're a very special American.
If I go to Jeddah, I'm not going to speak loudly. There's nothing for me to say out loud because I disagree with everything. I'm not going to wear a cross around my neck because they will kill me.
Pat,
well,
I have a question for you. I have a question for Pat. I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think that Americans are rude?
A fair bit, yeah.
Okay. I'm just
because I've run into so many living in a tourist town.
I'm collecting data.
I have a friend, and she goes all over the country, but she was saying that Americans is the rudest people. She said when she got back from overseas, she said Americans were just as rude. And I said, oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. That's a choice. Every single time that you leave America, you are supposed to represent your country. If you are loud and rude, then you are embarrassing yourself and your country. When I was in Jeju, which is in South Korea, I was very quiet, and they were like, holy crap, a quiet American. Let's talk to that guy. And I had one of the best nights of my life. Because it was just astonishing because I grew up with Korean and Vietnamese people here in America. And I knew that, you know, you bow your head, you pay respect, you be quiet. And they thought that I was going to be loud. You know, they saw my white skin, and they thought I was going to be a ridiculous person. And no, I stayed to myself, and I kept quiet. And that actually attracted them to me. They were like, okay, now you have to talk, because we expect that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
And you're right, Josh, but you played it right in Rome. You were not your typical American self. You were not brass, egotistical, maniacal, ambitious. You were not yourself.
I wasn't. Okay, but you know, you don't say when in Rome in the circumstance that you are playing there, buddy.
Well, you do.
That was so terrible.
When I visit Canada, I'm not going to bring my American self there. I'm going to bring my Canadian self.
You're
going to
get diabetes. You're going to bring. You're going to get diabetes. You're going to
get
diabetes.
You're
going to
get diabetes. Don't go to Canada.
Why can I get diabetes from Canada? Why?
He was going to snort. No, can I tell you how that's going to happen? He's going to snort lines of that maple syrup, and his life is over. Like, he's just
okay.
No, that's in Vermont. That's in Vermont. They're not going to beat Vermont.
No, Canada has – no, it's both.
Yeah, Vermont has
maple
syrup.
That's some fentanyl-laced maple syrup there, buddy.
but Pat said it true. Pat, do you have the feeling? And don't get mad at Pat, because you know. But do
I'm
you
not
have
mad at
the
anybody.
Feeling? Did you have the feeling that Americans are very loud, very rude, very privileged when they visit Canada? I mean, in your experience,
yes,
Pat?
It's a different culture. It's a different culture than ours.
Do you believe that Americans said, and if you try to tell Americans something like, sir, this is this, you know, and that you do you think they have that fuck it attitude? Well, fuck it. Who cares? You think they have that kind of attitude that's rude?
Sometimes.
Well,
Pat, can
I ask you a question? Do you have a experience? Do you have a different experience from visitors in America, like somebody from Iowa or somebody from Long Island? Like, you know, because we have a plethora of different personalities all across this country.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I can imagine. Yes, ma'am?
I live in Niagara. Lots of different people come here.
So do you think that people from New York City are a little bit more...
brash.
Terrible. Yeah. I was going to say terrible, but yeah, brash.
Jersey.
Then
Jersey.
somebody coming from, like, Idaho.
Well, yeah, they're quieter.
Yeah.
But you
depends where they're from, right?
But the point of it is, Pat, you do have this stereotype thing in your head about that's an American.
Americans.
And automatically you're going to think, without him talking or something, you know he's an American. You're going to have some kind of thinking about
that. No, we
don't
do that. We judge people after we hear them open their mouth.
Okay, they say howdy.
She's like a South Korean right now. She just like,
she's like a South Korean.
We'll see what happens.
I'm just saying the people in Italy, Germany, Great Britain, London,
whatever, they have
the stigmatization of Americans, and that the Americans have this rude title on their forehead when they visit foreign lands. I'm just saying that's kind of accurate, isn't it? That there
Brian, can you do me a favor and stop showing up in Europe with a Hawaiian shirt on? You're making us all look bad.
You're making us all look bad.
Pissing off the Eiffel Tower. I know. I'm just saying we all have these things, but how people look at us, especially with Donald Trump, how they look at us. I guarantee you, if you're in Italy or Canada, whatever, and you're wearing Make America Great Again hat, Pat, how would you look at us? They're going to look at us differently, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but like I said, until somebody opens their mouth, we don't make an opinion.
Okay.
I have a rebuttal to that,
Brian.
You know,
we have a lot of strange people here, too.
Yeah, that's true. I have
it's
seen,
because,
I have
because
seen
it's Canada? People. I'm just messing with you.
You're jabbing at Pat.
I'm just messing with you. I mean, you guys have glaciers and stuff, you know. What can I do to compare to that?
Well,
I gotta be honest. We got that here. I only got 2 minutes. When I went to Boston, my God, it was like a different country. I went to Boston and I was in Nashville. They knew I was from California. And the impression
whoever.
That they had of California people and back east was not good. They did have their impression. So we have it in our own states. Well, you get somebody from Arkansas, even here we're thinking you're fucking your sister. So we have that kind of thing going on here. I guess it's everywhere.
With all that pedophilia happening in California, you guys judge people?
We don't call it pedophilia. We just call it marrying young. Now you leave us alone, sir.
Oh, that's not Utah. You're not Utah. You're just creepy.
Hey, a couple of candies and some beets, and you can marry her.
And that's why you should sink into the Pacific.
That's why we should.
Oh my!
I know, Melissa. I know. Just when you thought we could go low, we go lower.
Oh my!
I want to thank the magnificent Melissa here. She's mending, but yet she came into the studio, and she's probably in pain. Thank you, Melissa, for coming in. It's always great to hear your voice. The pretty Pat, who is the world psychic, she knew Josh was coming in. That's why she muted me. Thank you, Pat.
I just want everyone to know that he let me in. That's his fault. Everything about me.
Left the back door open on him. Laverne left the back door open again. Laverne, shut that back door.
Treat me like a raccoon.
Thank you, Laverne. The lovely Queen Laverne, thank you for coming in, sweetheart. Thank you very much. And we have 411.
Let's see what the word is going to be here.
Oh, I'm getting there. Trust me. We got 411s in the studio. They didn't want to talk. Thank you for coming in and supporting the show. And Joshua. I mean, what can I say? There's words that could describe you.
I just want to say that he made you all sound like superheroes. And nothing for me.
No, I'm saying
you guys are over there. Like if an asteroid is coming towards Earth, any one of you,
take care of that. What can I say, Joshua? You come in and you just drop a nuclear bomb in the studio, and you make people think about why am I here? But, you know, I'm glad that you bring it. I'm glad that you bring it. You're a funny
guy. I just
guy.
Wanted everyone to know that that was actually not a compliment.
It's a backhand compliment.
It is.
Brian is not good at compliments when it comes to Joshua.
I will. I said you moved the conversation.
You
moved the conversation forward. You come in with your spurs and your guns.
He's trying so hard.
I am. No, but all kidding aside,
I'll give you like a C-plus for effort.
You're a fun guy. You're a fun guy. It's always fun to have you in the studio, and you're always welcome. You know that. We have fun with you. You stir things up, and that's what this show is about. You're a stir. Joshua, I wish you
I just
safe.
Want everyone to know that he just called me a stir.
You know that I omitted
Brian,
shit stir.
Thank you. Thank you for
welcome.
That stir comment. I'm going to take that to heart.
You're a stir, buddy. No, you're fun, Josh. Thanks for coming in. I want to thank all you guys for coming in. I want to thank the 111s for supporting the show. I got to get the hell out of here because I got somewhere I need to be.
I need to go to the dentist, but Pat had a question for Josh.
Sure.
I was going to say, have you ever come to Canada, or is this just speculation?
Yes, I have. I played pool in Montreal. And I've also been to Vancouver.
Oh, Montreal. No wonder you don't like the place. Jesus.
Vancouver as well.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your entire country is shit. It doesn't matter what place
you're in. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You did that. I didn't. You could have ended the conversation right there.
Canada is a beautiful country. You know, just like Alaska, it's beautiful.
It's mostly untouched because their entire population is mostly next to our border because we protect them. All right.
No, not because you protect us, honey, because it's warmer.
Oh, that's cute. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
And we end on that cuddly note.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Have a great day. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care, guys.